key tonight is a Coach Statenism, if you will. It's sprint to the finish. You don't come up and just show up and figure you've got your district title out, right? You go out and you play hard. You give everything you got for every play you're in here, whether you're a starter, whether you're a reserve coming in, whatever the situation may be. So just do what we're supposed to be doing.
All right, Eddieville Blakesburg with the ball first, and we'll get Jimmy and Big T's in the trenches here after this play, the opening play of the ball game. I don't have a roster.
No.
Here comes the handoff over the left side, and a quick hit there, and a good stop there by the Blue Demons. A little to no gain for the Rockets on first down. Let's go look, boys, across the way and get our In the Trenches report from Summers Car Credit and Big T Auto in Knoxville. Jimmy, Big T, give us the In the Trench report.
Jimmy, you know, We've got another game in 5 days.
Amen.
You know, and we want to try and stay healthy because up front's where it's at, brother. So, you know, what's your mentality like tonight?
Start quick, put them away fast. That's simple. Let's go hard. Hey, they're both farm boys. Uh-oh.
We've got a big run over the right side, running downfield and being brought down from behind. But a big carry that time by Corey Archer all the way to the Albia 25-yard line. Guys, you talked about starting in a hurry. Well, the Rockets, they shot out of there like a cannon, like a rocket being shot off. Corey Archer, who had the big night last Friday night with the big game there for the Rockets. And that's going to bring up now first down and 10 for the Rockets from the Albia. They're going to mark him out at the 31-yard line. So a big play for the Rockets right out of the gate, Dan.
Yeah, it was. You know, that's Corey Archer. He's just a heck of a running back. He's got 676 yards coming in tonight. Very capable running back. And Hunter Weldon was able to stop him, tried to strip the ball, but it was unsuccessful. And, again, Rockets right into good territory.
Here's a handoff, a little counter reverse. Going forward is Dylan Pigsley, a gain of about 5 on that first down carry. That's going to be a little bit more than that, Dan. Going to be a challenge tonight to get the proper field position because we are right at field level.
Yeah, it always makes it a little hard to get that good spot on there, and so we'll do the best we can, bring the game as we get going.
All right, let's get our first clue tonight. The Treasure Hunt, 2013 Scout and Treasure Hunt, scoop and a lip style. First one is they've been at the same location for 37 years. The same location for 37 years. Here's another handoff up the middle. Here comes a flag in. That might be holding on the Rockets. But, T, this Rocket offense is firing off on all cylinders right now.
They're quick, man. I'm telling you what. They got some pretty decent size up front, too.
Well, you know this is a good football team. Look at the last four games, Jimmy. They've won four straight, including some real nail-biters at the end.
I tell you what, I like the Rockets. I mean, they every year they bring it, Jace. You know, especially when they're playing us. You know, it's a rival that, you know, has been around for a while now. And I just love it because they're all both farm boys, and they're just hitting so freaking hard. That number 70, man, he's a big dude.
Well, our treasure hunt is underway. Again, the first clue to the first stop tonight. This business has been at the same location for 37 years. Second down now and 7 for the Rocket. Here's a little handoff. Bet in the backfield and brought down Archer. Man, as soon as he got the handoff, Dan, and that was a big-time play by this defense.
That's Carter Isley, brand-new starting lineup into the starter tonight. In fact, let's get that starting lineup so we can see who's playing tonight.
Starting lineup brought to you by Hawkeye Real Estate.
Justin Blossard, D-line.
Brendan Bassett, D-line.
Dalton Folkerts, D-line.
Carter Isley, D-line.
Bryce Lashen, linebacker.
Griffin Osing, linebacker.
Ryan Sarver, linebacker.
Houston Clare, linebacker.
Blake Bear, free safety.
Hunter Walton, corner.
Chad Lashen, corner.
Pigsley with the carry on the quarterback keeper is going to be brought down. He was met in the backfield, got away from three Albia defenders, and got back to the original line of scrimmage, and that's going to bring a 4th down now and 10. And each week, Christian, this defense has been challenged each week. Last week they bend but did not break, and once again it flexing this muscle here with the Rockets on the march.
You know, didn't want to talk about coming in there.
I got a good mic now. Thanks, Jimmy. The defense has to be big right here, and they're showing it. They gave up a big run on the first place, but these last four, they've been shut out defense.
Here's a double reverse by the Rockets. He has the corner. He's going to have the first down. Sidesteps and tripped up and brought down, but a little razzle-dazzle there by the Rockets, and that'll move the chains. They'll have a first down and 10 inside the 20-yard line.
You know, the Rockets doing a nice job keeping the Blue Demons on their heels here on this first possession and getting some good plays there. Again, we got some new starters. I do want to go back to that Carter Isley. He just was cleared medically to play in this week's game, got his practices in, and was fortunate because Josiah Harris, who's done a phenomenal job all year long, actually broke his wrist in practice this week, and so he was going to be unavailable. And so it's just very fortunate that we've got a man coming in just as one gets hurt.
First and 10 for the Rockets at the Albia 16-yard line. Here comes a handoff going straight ahead, but again, Albia's defense right there to smother it up, a gain of about 2 yards. It's going to bring up second down and 14, or about second down and 8 here. As the Rockets go inside the 15 down to the 14-yard line.
And the Rockets, you know, no mystery, really like to run the ball a lot, and they've got a lot of capable runners in there. They've got four guys who've got over 200 yards rushing and a couple more with over 100. So they've got very capable runners. Don't throw it a whole lot, but they're going to try to pound it right down the Blue Demons' throat.
8:10 to go here, opening quarter just underway. And our first clue was they have been in location for 37 years, same location for 37 years. And you usually hear their name called after a Blue Demon touchdown. Here's a handoff over to the left side and brought down in the backfield. Once again, Jimmy, this defense really getting some penetration. That quickness showing off here by Albia up front.
Well, our defense in the red zone is just unbelievable. I'm telling you what. Well, you know, the big play, and, you know, they're upset. I'm guaranteed because they don't want any points scored against them. So they're playing tough. They're swarming to the ball. What a great team effort.
Albia's defense with his back against the wall. Third down now and 7. From the 15-yard line of Albia. The Rockets on the opening drive here. And we're on our first stop along the treasure hunt. Again, they've been at the same location for 37 years, and you'll hear their name after an Albia touchdown. Here's a handoff running straight ahead and met once again by a wall of white jerseys. Dan, this defense, the bend and break, don't break attitude of this team. Coming through right here with the big fourth down coming up.
Oh, it is. You know, and we've had it again. Eddie Vols, I think, is just going to try to run it again. They've shown the ability to get that first down on a fourth down situation. We do have a Blue Demon down, actually, a little slow getting up. The coaches are coming out to tend to him. But it's a team that's just going to try to pound it and pound it all game long. Coach Keller really believes in conditioning, and he has his kids always playing at a high level, and so they'll be ready to play a full game.
Go across the way on our wireless 1, 2, and 3 mics. Jimmy, Big T, and C along the way over there, a long ways from Dodge. Guys, I didn't see who went down on that play.
It looks like Dalton Folker's from here. That's what we think. And I don't know what happened, but he's down on the ground.
They'll work on Dalton right now. We're going to work on the treasure hunt real quick. And again, the first stop tonight, they've been at the same location for 37 years. You'll hear their name announced after every Albia touchdown.
Very good.
And we'll get to the last one here.
Uh-huh.
7:12 to go here. Continues to have a player worked on the field. And the Southern Iowa Technology text line is still open. We want to hear from you. We want to see pictures of you out on the treasure hunt tonight. We want to hear from you. Send a text to 641-799-1437. 641-799-1437. We want to hear from you. And they're working on the injured player. And, Dan, let's get another clue here. Again, they've been at the same location for 37 years. They, you can hear their name called after every Albia touchdown. And they're a locally owned funeral home.
Even a guy like me can figure that one. Getting close there. Narrowed down. Dalton Folkerts was able to come out under his own power, but certainly not at full strength. So Brett Freshwater checked in, so a very capable lineman has been playing all year long, so not a big loss. Everybody, you know, we can still sustain that drive here. Hopefully Dalton's back in the game quick.
Fourth down long for the Rockets, rolling back the pass. Pigsley looking to the right side, throws across his body into the end zone. A big hit there at the end zone. Did he catch it? No!
What a hit!
I'll tell you what, there's a ton of brick hits. Boom! All ton of bricks hits brought to you by Bluff Creek Archery. You're looking for that new fall hunting material, whether it's a bow, Parker bow, and, of course, you're going to have your Muddy Outdoor tree stands at Bluff Creek Archery. That big time, ton of brick hits. Albia, we'll get the ball back on offense here. Let's get that offensive starting lineup brought to you by Hawkeye Real Estate.
Front side tackle.
Ryan Marco, front side guard.
Eli Bishop, center.
Kieran Judge, backside guard.
Connor McDonough, backside tackle.
Luke Sarver, tight end.
Brett Lushen, quarterback.
Griffin Osing, fullback.
Matt Baker, slotback.
Alexander Schultz, tailback.
Zachary Hugan, wide receiver.
And that's your offensive starting lineup brought to you by Hawkeye Real Estate. Albia is stop on that big fourth down there, boys. I'll tell you what, the defense, again, this week coming through for the Blue Demons. Making that big-time stop right there, T. You know, the Rockets had all the momentum, and when you get a rivalry game like this, the momentum can go a long way.
It does. I mean, it's just like a snowball, man. Blue Demons held strong.
Our first stop tonight, if you haven't figured it out already, was the Sennett Pierce Bacher Funeral Home in Albia. Get over there, and they also carry the only funeral home in town that carries monuments, too. Get over to see Bob, big-time Blue Demon supporter. And, of course, they bring you all the Albia touchdowns all season long. Senate Piercebacher Funeral Home, our first stop tonight on our treasure hunt. Your second stop and clues to come up here in just a second. Here's a handoff running straight ahead. Osing pushing the pile, gets out across the 20. Out to the 20-yard line. Albia took over at the 15. Gain of about, they're going to mark him down at the 19-yard line. A gain about four on that first down carry.
Well, notice that Brett Lesson came in and started the game here, quarterback. Yeah. Got it then one snap. He has nursing a sore arm, and so he's actually checked out. The Coach Staten wanted to make sure he preserved his consecutive starting streak.
And there Luke Sarver comes in. Luke on the bootleg over the right side. Looks for the first down. The marker going to be just short, but a nice bootleg there by Sarver. And Luke Sarver again, after Brett got the start to keep that consecutive starting going for Brett Leshen. Coach gives him the start, and then right away on the second play pulls him, and Brett a little bit of an arm injury, going to nurse it tonight. But Luke Sarver, very, very capable, gets a cane of about 4 yards, going to bring a third down and one here for the Blue Demons at the Rocket 18 or at the 18-yard line. Here's a handoff. Schultz with it. Has the first down, moving it forward, and a big hit there by the Rockets. Wow, Jimmy, you're right there in front of that. That was a big-time hit for the Rockets.
Oh, was that ever, Jason? My goodness, Sarge felt that.
Trek Van Doren in there, the linebacker, and big, big, strong man. And he came in there and done outstanding wrestler for the Eddyville Rockets in the wintertime. And just put a good – whoa.
Oh, my gosh.
No. What? No, Johnny, we got a first down. We don't
Johnny,
have a first down.
Oh, I told Flattery he's got in the bell tower at the First Christian Church.
We do that third down defensively, not first downs.
Gosh, Johnny on third downs on defense. Here comes a quick pitch. Running with it is Schultz. Trying to get the corner. Gets a block on the outside corner. 40, 45 midfield. And sidesteps the sideline, but could not keep his balance down the sideline. Stepped out right at the 48-yard line. A big run over here on this left side. And, Dan, you can see the patience we talked about with him. He's starting to develop and waiting for his blocks. And then his strength took over and got that corner, and that's when you start to see Sergeant Schultz start to take charge.
Yeah, it just looks really good out there. You know, and after last week, he didn't get as many touches or many yards as he would have liked in a really blown-out game. You'd think he'd come in over-anxious and really trying to push the action too much. Instead, he, again, is very patient, reading his blocks, and as soon as he had a hole, he hit it.
Luke Sarver at quarterback comes under center. I formation for the Blue Demons. Here's a whistle on the play that's going to be likely a procedural penalty on Albia.
Are you ready for the gong?
Oh no, John, not on penalties.
Here it comes. Here it comes. Hey, guys.
John, I know you can hear us. John, no, not now. It's on third down on defense. Right now, Albia's got the football. Not under penalties. Not on. Oh, please. We got to get people moving to the next stop here. The first stop tonight was Senate Piercebacher Funeral Home. The second one. They can make something special for you. You looking to bake something special? They can help you with that. Here's a handoff. Schultz met at the line of scrimmage, and Dan, he just started stiff-arming people. He moves the ball 5 yards downfield, and that was his stiff arm there that just kept on moving defenders.
It was. It got them shifted, and then his strength in his legs. We've heard the coaches talk about he squats as much as any man. He's just got strong trunk and strong legs. Was able to get almost to the original line of scrimmage for the second down, and just a short 11, long 10 yards here. So good play, good hard run by the Blue Demons. I really like that, letting Luke get a chance to kind of get settled in there at that quarterback. He's had some opportunities this year already. You know, he's done a nice job. But just kind of a nice little drive to get him going and let him get some different runners with the ball.
We're on our way to our second stop here. 4:38 to go, first quarter. Albia on his first drive of the night. Here's Sarver rolling back, throws it in the flat. It's intercepted. Going the other way is the Rockets. And brought down a quick out pattern. And that was read by the Rockets and stepped in front of Matt Baker, the intended receiver. And the Rockets will take over. And turnovers will be a big part of this ball game, T. And Albia just gave one to the Rockets.
Yeah, you know that guy. The defender had Luke read the whole way. I mean, he just stepped right in front.
Had to pass this a little bit behind Matt Baker, and Ty Yeager was able just to jump right in front of there and get that pick. And, you know, that's just, for us, it's just a case of getting your feet set and getting ready to go. And Luke will adjust. He'll come back next possession and be just fine.
Got so many things going on tonight, including the treasure hunt, and then we'll get to a new edition here
I'll
after this
play.
Yeah,
I've got this week.
That's good stuff. First and 10 for the Rockets at the Albia 45-yard line. The Rocket offense back on the football field after the turnover by the Blue Demons. Here's the handoff in the backfield, running straight ahead, And that's a pickup of about three on first down to the 42-yard line goes the Rockets.
Jason, you know, we get to talk to a lot of people all week long, and I had a good friend of mine who wanted to help me out with some nice little words that we can try to expand our vocabulary. You know, we work
not
on it really hard.
Not just ours, though. Yeah. The Blue Demon Nation vocabulary.
We have taught people a lot of new words. And
learned
we,
them
by
stuff.
By we, I mean you.
Learned them
and,
stuff.
And so our very own speech teacher, you know, taught us both, Matt
Literary
Foster.
Literary giant.
Matt Foster has given us some helpful words, and I'll get to those after this play.
I don't know if I want to hear them. Here is a quarterback keeper over the right side. Once again, Jimmy, that defense doing a good job pursuing and covering up a lot of territory in a hurry.
Jason, I wish you'd be down here. You hear the pads just a-popping. These two teams want it so bad. I'm telling you, there's pop, pop, pop.
You know, that leads me into my first word, among us. Among us.
Well, Jimmy and T, they used to be among us when they were up here. Is that what you're talking about?
They used to be among us.
It's you say used, among us?
It's used with an event that seriously damages the opposing team's confidence or momentum.
Well,
so very appropriate.
When you were tying your shoes and bent over earlier, that was among us. Here's a quick handoff over to the left side, brought down the backfield once again. See that defense riding up to the occasion.
Oh, yeah, big hit right there. I don't know who it was, but man, laid the sticking on him.
Fourth down and six. Was that a among us hit where, you know, they hit him hard? Is that among us?
It's an event or occurrence or play that seriously damages the opposing team's confidence or momentum.
That could be an among us
play.
Here's a big play for the Rockets. Four receivers all the way to the right side of the field. Quarterback rolls back. He's going to keep it. Tucked under. Brought down! And it'll be a special teams play all the way back at the 46-yard line. The Rockets lined up in punt formation. Brought four guys over to the far right side all the way over to the sideline. And then he took the snap, rolled back, looked like he's going to throw it, Dan. And then was smothered up by that Blue Demon defense.
Defense was going to have nothing of it. They were trying to pull our defense all the way outside to gut the middle on our side. Carter Isley was right in there. He wasn't having any of it. He was going to take him on, and he got in that backfield. And
that was a among us hit. I want to see if send a text, 641-799-1437, and here comes the penalty flag again. Again, Albia with the penalty bug on it on his back here. But we want to see if any of our listeners can spell among us. And the text, if you get it right, the first person gets it right, we will give them a free stadium blanket.
Nice.
Courtesy of Summers Insurance, 641-799-1437, the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Smell it, too.
I smell
Stocker, and it was among us earlier. 641-799-1437, if you can spell it, we'll give you a stadium blanket to the first person that gets it right. First down and 15 for the Blue Demons after four and out by the Rockets. Here's Sarver, keeps it, and he's brought down right away. This defense by the Rockets, stand really tough.
Really is. They've stood up and stiffened up there on that edge there. Luke was coming on the bootleg, did a nice job faking the handoff, but the Rockets were able to follow that and pick that up. Brings up a long second down, second and 15.
All right, we got to make sure we're on the treasure hunt. We're on our second location. They can make or bake that special cake just for you, and you've got to head south to get to them. And you might see, on the way south, you might see some pictures of their smiling faces rolling down the highway.
There you go.
Stop number two. Here comes Sarver. A little flea flicker in front of him. Running straight ahead and getting out across the 45 to the 46, 47-yard line. That is Matt Baker. That's the first time we've seen that play this year.
And Matt talked about that this morning to us, that's a little play they've put in, the little shovel pass there just to kind of come underneath. It's kind of a variant of the counter reverse that we use off him in the slot back position. So nice little play.
We are really challenging Blue Demon Nation. Yeah. If you can spell among us. I've got some texts coming in.
Do you want me to check them to make sure they spelled it right?
Yeah, absolutely. Don't type so fast, you guys.
Yeah, he got to type slow. He doesn't read fast.
Well, things are moving fast on the football field. We're moving to our second stop on the treasure hunt. We've been to St. Pierce-Mocker Funeral Home. That's stop number one. Stop number two, you might see their faces rolling down the highway. And after this timeout, we'll come back and get you to stop number two. Albie calls timeout. We'll do the same. We'll take a quick timeout. Come back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
All right, guys. We'll be right back to you. Let's take a look at the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board here at Broadcast Central. The Friday Night Lights studio has Albia and Eddieville Blakesburg tied at zero. Game just underway. All right, some other scores coming in. This one is a big game because it's BGM of Brooklyn tied with Pekin at this hour, 7 apiece on a 7 p.m. kickoff. Again, BGM Brooklyn 7, Pekin 7. Mount Air leads Pella Christian 7-0 as well. Also, Van Buren leads Danville 16-0. And the big board just got updated with Pella Christian just scored. It's Pella Christian 7, Mount Air 7. Ames leads Johnston 13-0. And those are the scores we have. One more quick one. North Mahaska has scored on Southeast Warren 6-0. Let's go to the back to the People's State Bank press box and broadcast central here. Let's go back to Dan, Jason, and the crew.
I've got lots of spellings coming in. We'll get to that. But right now we're heading down on the third down play here for the Blue Demons after this play. Sarver being pursued. Goes to the right side. Going to tuck it under and get a block. Oh, a big time block.
Oh!
And then Sarver is eliminated on the far side. I'll tell you what, two amazing hits. Wow. I'll tell you what, Jimmy and T, that was two amazing hits. One by Albia to get the corner there for Sarver, and then I don't know who lit up Sarver.
That's a humongous hit.
Oh, man.
Humongous. Try that one, Foster.
Trek Van Dorn came over there, and we've seen him lay it out before.
Wowzers.
Hard-nosed player. Plays that linebacker spot there. Luke Sarver just got plowed, brings up 4th and 4. Luke will go back to punt.
Albia is, again, this offense slowed down by the Rockets. 4th down now for the Blue Demons. Albia's going to punt. Looks like Luke Sarver will do the punting. He'll stand at the Albia 40-yard line. Albia with three receivers to the right side. Here comes the snap. Sarver gets rid of it. It's a end-over-end kick. Bounces at the 15-yard line. Brought back by the Rockets across the 20-yard line.
Isley
out there makes the stop. I'll tell you what, T, he is a man amongst boys.
I tell you what, I'm looking forward to this game, seeing Carter Isley play. You know, he gave us fits something fierce back in the day, you know, and I'm just really glad he's on our team.
Hey, Jason. Hey, guys.
Oh, jeez.
No, it was a punt.
Johnny, that was a punt, bud, on third down.
First Christian Bell Tower.
Yes, we know.
I can hear the echo.
Oh,
you heard that that gong during the football games at the
field. We've been through this, Johnny, of course.
You know what I'm talking about.
I think he's using his head. Geez.
You know the one, the gong.
I think he's.
Yes, we got a first down play here for the Rockets, Johnny. Can you just hold off? Don't ring the bell now. Not now. Here's a handoff going over the left side and being pursued. Brought down in the backfield, and that is Ryan Sarver on the stop for the Blue Demons. That is a loss. Looks like a loss of about 5 yards, maybe more.
Good job there on Ryan Sarver. Really came off that edge and got him in the runner. Actually, the tailback is coming up a little slow. Took him down hard. That's Corey Archer came down on that one. He's the leading rusher for this team. So a little sprained ankle would definitely not be good for them, not only for today's game, but coming to the playoffs. You know, we've had some spelling.
I love it.
I want to tell you, too, because
I got a ton right here. I got a ton, but there's some have been really, really close. But I think I got the winner, Dan.
Well, Dave, I just want to pimp him out because I really like him. He's a good friend of mine. David Lang sent me a text.
Yeah, boy.
He went three words, and I said, nah, it's close. He came back with one word, and it's really close, but not quite there. But I think you've got a winner. But, David, I appreciate you listening.
But I did get a name on it.
Oh.
If you didn't send your text, the name, we got to have a prerequisite.
Yeah.
Can't give away a prize.
Well,
to somebody, you know, that.
Can't give a blanket just to anybody. Can't have a name.
There's a player that's injured on the
field. Corey Archer,
the
leading rusher, so that'll be a big loss for Eddie if he can't come
All
back.
Right, we're going to get to you with the correct spelling of Among Us. And that was an Among Us hit out there earlier by Carter Isley. But right now, 26 seconds to go here in the first quarter. The second stop tonight, if you didn't figure it out, you can see their faces rolling down the highway. They have a helpful smile in every aisle. We're talking about the Albia High V out on 34. Stop number one, St. Pierce Walker Funeral Home. And, of course, there's the bell tower. And, John, you're pretty close. You're only one down away. Third down now and going to be 20 as the first quarter is going to come to a conclusion. Albia with a big stop right there. Third down, 19 for the Rockets as we're going to end this first quarter. No score on the board. We've made two stops on our Scoop and Loop treasure hunt. We'll come back with another clue to our third stop. Again, St. Pierce Bacher Funeral Home stop number one. Number two, we just gave it to you, is High V, and we'll be right back after this timeout. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football. To the second quarter we go. There is no score here in Eddyville.
Truth be told, your electricity comes from people power, from the hard-working efficiency of the men and women of your electric co-op. Their dedication to providing reliable electricity has kept families and friends connected for generations. And thankfully, people power is one energy source that you can always depend on. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
This message brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
This is Tim from Big T Auto Credit, and I often get asked, what does the T stand for? The T stands for trust. Good credit, bad credit, no credit, you can trust that we have the right car, truck, van, or SUV for you. It also stands for team. Just like the Blue Demons and Lady D's, our team strives to get better each and every day. And touchdowns. You can score a great deal with in-house financing at Big T Auto Credit. So come see us at Big T Auto Credit, 401 East Main, Knoxville, Iowa.
He's got those moves like Jagger.
This would be my most improved player. I've got the moves like Jagger. Third down and 16 for the Rockets on this third down play. Here's a quick hitter up the middle out to the 10-yard line. Again, long for the Rockets, and they're going to be forced to punt out of their own end zone. Let's see if Albie's special teams can get a big special teams play here. Again, among us is the word tonight, courtesy of our literary giant, my speech teacher.
Yes, and mine as well.
Matt Foster.
Hard to imagine he taught both of us, and so diverse. And I'll tell you what diverse means later.
I went there one time. Here's a punt, high punt.
Oh, flag.
And there's a flag on the play, and the ball gets by Sarver. Ryan Sarver back to get it, and the ball is loose. It's on the ground, and the Rockets are going to recover. And I got to wait for the indication here. I don't know if Sarver touched it. We'll wait and see.
If he didn't, it sure looked like it hit it.
No, he did not touch the football.
I was worried it did. He didn't go back as if he had touched it.
Fellas, we got roughing the kicker back.
Yeah, yeah, this is going to come back. Is it the 5-yard variety of running, or is it going to be a... Well, the way they're waving them back there, Dan, it looks like this is going to be a... personal foul.
Are you ready for the gong?
No, we're not. Johnny, and he was using a can of corn.
Yeah, well, we think.
Here it comes.
John, this is horrible, John. Albie just had a poor thing happen to us, and you're gonging?
Most people use a mallet. I'm using a can of Hy-Vee corn.
Well, we'll know who to see when the bell tower has to be replaced.
If you see a dented can of corn tomorrow,
don't eat it. That's not corn.
Does anybody know he's even at the First Christian Church?
I don't know. How did
Linda Carlton? You think?
Did you call beforehand? Would you guys set anything up? You know, it's a beautiful church. It's a historic bell tower. We do not want, and God's there too, So, I mean, I think we want to be cautious of this. But the Albia penalty gives the Rockets a first down all the way out to the 26-yard line. Here's a handoff again and being brought down, a little to no gain. This defense really doing a good job, but have not had any help tonight. Hunter Johnson, the ball carrier. 11:03 to go here in the first half. No score.
So it's going to be 96:09.
And let's get to our third stop tonight. We've been to Sinus Pierce Mock and Funeral Home. Stop number one. Stop two was Hy-Vee. And our third stop is they have the best decor of any other in the state. Best decor of any other in the state. Second down now and 8 for the Rockets. Albia, the penalty bug has caught him big time here. Here's a reverse going over the right side. Has the corner. And flag comes in. And, boys, it looked like the ball popped out for a second. I didn't see it along the way.
No, he kept the ball, but I think we got maybe a holding penalty over here.
You would think so. Two flags, so two officials were all over that, saw that. So we'll see what happens. Have we got the correct spelling, Jason? I apologize.
We've got some really close ones. We do have the correct spelling, but we don't have the name.
Yeah.
So what I'll do is I'll text this person back. This is the first. We're going to get the, while they're dealing with the penalty, let's get a quick scoring update. Jim, I'll keep us on, and we'll go back to the Friday Night Lights real quick and get a scoring update.
All right, guys, I will leave you live so we don't miss any action. Wayne leads HLV Victor 6-0. Southeast Warren now trails North Mahaska 14-6. We're getting a new score in here from Van Buren over Danville 16-0. Mount Air leads Pella Christian 14-7. Ames leads Johnston 13-0. And West Branch now has just scored another touchdown on Cardinal. It's 21-0. Back to you.
And the penalty is on the Rockets, and that'll march him back, and that'll be another block in the back, all the way back to the, they'll march the ball back to the 23-yard line. And the scoreboard's a little off, Dan. It says 28, but I look at the 20, and I see it. You know, there they are. They fixed it. All right. And all night they've been off a little bit. I keep making sure I'm looking at things right here. Second down, 13 for the Rockets after the penalty. 10-19 to go here, first half, no score.
Rolling up.
Rolling out. Being pursued. Archer being hit in the background. Brought down Blake Lawless. Blake Lawless has matured. He is no longer a sophomore, folks. He has become a big-time hitter, and that is a ton of brick kicks brought to you by Bluff Creek Archery.
You know, it came out good stiff arm. They're trying to shake him, but Blake Lawless was going to have none of that. He drove himself right through there, and a big hit brings up a third and a country mile here as the ball's on about the 13-yard line. So brings up third and 23 is the official score spot here from the scoreboard.
This is not, this may be not even fair.
Uh-huh.
Because I know that this can't be accurate. But we've got our winner here. Are they, I think they're hanging out around the same tap. Among us, Dan, after this play, we'll get the proper spelling, and we do have a winner. Third down, though, and 23 for the Rockets at their own 13-yard line. Rolling back is Archer. Being pursued. Here comes the blitz from the backside again. And Blake Lawless gets chased and brings it down. Big hit. Another ton of brick hits there by Blake Lawless. And that is a loss all the way back to the 10-yard line. That'll bring up another fourth and long here for the Rockets. Dan, wowzers.
What a dead sprint. We had a great angle to it. We could just see him coming off the edge. Nobody touched Blake Lawless. He had a long ways to go. But he got there, and he got there quick and took care
of it. Well, if you're catching Corey Archer from behind, you're pretty darn fast because he is a great athlete.
Yeah. And it's obviously they're going to have to punt again. They lost more yards there. That's on the ball's on their own 9-yard, you know, which will lead into when we get to my second word, which was really an appropriate word. Coach,
that was among us.
Well, but this next one's really good, too. It'll work. Trust me.
We've got the proper spelling after this special teams play. Boy, it's so important right now. It becomes a big special teams play here. Here's a punt, and it's a end-over-end punt down the Albia sidelines. It's going to go out of bounds. Albia's going to have a short field. Finally, boys, it's the Blue Demon offense with a short field to work with, and they got to do something with it, Jimmy, if they want to get this momentum going into the halftime break.
Well, it's time to pick it up. Let's go. You know, I mean, it's we got to dominate the line. And right now, I know we're just going to get some tough kids, but, you know, something's got to change right now.
Well, let's get the clue real quick, and we'll get your winner the proper spelling of Among Us on that last tackle by Blake Lawless. That was Among Us. But the first clue here to the third stop, the best decor of any others in the state. And they are the sponsors of all first downs in this first half.
And we haven't had
one yet.
So we got to get one here so we can help people out.
And here is a false start again. I have no idea how many penalties, but T, this is ridiculous.
Tell you what, you can't beat yourself. I mean, that's just, you know, the other team wants to beat you. You can't beat yourself.
You know, it's got. Johnny, we got the ball.
Get this thing all night.
That's what she said.
Oh my God.
That's what she said.
The timing's going to be off a little bit when you get a different quarterback in here with Luke Sarver. The cadence is off a little bit, we're just not getting set, and it's going to take a couple snaps here.
Here's the quarterback keeper and brought down in the backfield. Two Rockets right on it. Boy, I'll tell you what, they're bringing that outside blitz. They're bringing those corners up or those linebackers up. They're putting them on the outside, and they're bringing them hard.
Yeah.
And they ran right into that one.
It did. It almost looked like a miscommunication on the play, whether it was going to be a handoff or not. I wasn't 100% certain, and Luke ended up with it and had nowhere to go once he held onto the ball. Trey Van Dorn was the one guy, and we've just seen him light him up all night. So,
8 minutes to go here. It's a battle of the defenses here in the first half. No score on the board. Here comes a handoff. Schultz with it. Running over left side. Has some room. One man to beat. Runs through a defender. On his feet all the way to the 30-yard line. And that's how you soften up a defense, boys. You bring Big 45 back there and let Sergeant take charge. And he just ran over a wall of Rocket jerseys.
You know, and I think that's it. You just got to go right at the teeth of that defense and just execute just slight little blocks at the point of attack. And if you do, then you've gotten by about 8 of them almost immediately.
Yep.
And that's exactly what happened. Can't worry about sweeping outside or getting too cute. Just
right
attack straight at it because they're bringing hard pressure, and we've just got to match it with the same equal intensity.
Power eye again. Schultz over that left side again. Just moves himself forward, moves the line forward. A gain of about 3 or 4 on first down. Now be on the march here. 7:30 to go in the first half. No score. Second down, let's call it 4 for Albia. The ball right at the Rocket 25-yard line. Third stop tonight, best decor of any other in the state. and they're the sponsors of all First Down. We just had a
first down.
Iowa State Bank First Down. Fast, friendly service at all three locations, Albia, the drive-thru in Albia, and Eddyville, and your third stop is First Iowa State Bank. Here's the bootleg going to the left side, and Sarver fighting for the first down marker and will be pushed out of bounds just short of the down marker. See, I like the way that Albia's able to go straight at him.
Yeah, that's for sure. You can see the aggressiveness of the running game, and once you get that established, anything can open up from there.
Got another word from Coach Foster. Coach Foster, he's my, my speech coach there. He helps you.
He's my speech coach, yeah.
You were no child left behind before there was a rule, and they just didn't really keep you, really. We're not going to leave him behind, just get him out. Anyway, next word is
Dong Yu, Stalker. Dong.
Kim Jong-un. Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un.
Not the leader of North Korea. Not the leader. Kim Jong-un is a specific reference to a rocket's failure to launch.
Here is a handoff from Schultz trying to work upfield, being brought down. Oh! No, he gets through two defenders on his way towards the first down marker. And I'll tell you what, that is amazing running right there. Jimmy across the way, I know you guys are a long ways from it, but Schultz, he was not going to be denied. He had two guys bringing him down, and most backs would have went down, but Schultz is such a hard runner, he willed his way down.
Hey, he's a man. I'm telling you, Jason, just on the sidelines, you know, they're wanting this bad, and it's just taking time to get going, but the line did a super job, and the Sarge come through, and just like he always does, the Sarge in charge.
First and 10 for the Blue Demons at the 20, or at the 16-yard line, Albia. In the red zone here and on the march, 5:58 to go. Sarge is in charge. Now, Kim Jong-un, he was the leader, but he always failed. Every time they'd rock, he looked like us in the backyard with one of those Nerf stompers. Here's Schultz with it. Towards the goal line. Five! Touchdown!
Nope.
Touchdown, Albion! Alex Schultz! The Sergeant Schultz with the first touchdown of the night. Senator Pierce Mocker, Frunel Home. Touchdown, touchdown, Albion. And Dan, you called it, buddy. Just run straight at it in a heavy dose of the Sarge, and he took over. He took that in for the Blue Demon touchdown. Finally, an offense able to score tonight.
You just got to keep pounding, and you go right at him. You just don't shy away. You don't try to run away from that pressure. And that's just exactly what the Blue Demons need to do. And in time and be patient, I think that's what they're talking about. You know, they just got to keep hammering away, and repetition is the hammer that drives that nail. And if you just keep doing it, you'll be just fine.
That was an
awesome. Leave as early. Can I get a large pizza to go? And
yeah,
they did.
Yeah, that was
awesome. Did you see me on the square? I ran in,
I see you running in. I'm thinking, man, this is going to be great.
Yes.
Oh, I'm starting to salivate and everything. And then I
come home, and I've got four young men in my house there, my two boys and their friends, and they devoured that pizza. You don't even want to have a knuckle nearby there. You lose a digit.
Well, buddy, I'm a little disappointed. It was among us when I spun into your driveway with 15 minutes to get to Eddyville.
How about
and,
now, guys?
Lock that thing up. Oh, John, we can hear you now. No
it
more, Bill.
It is third down.
Third down. It is. Right now it's the time. Go, Johnny, go. Third down and 13 here for the Rockets. Albia. Trying to shut down the Rockets once again. Here's a hit over the right side. Has some running room, but crosses back. Hit and brought down another ton of brick hits. And, Johnny, you called that one right. The gong going out from the First Christian Church. And, Johnny, got that one right.
Well, the gong worked.
Yeah, it sure did. Fourth down, 13 now for the Rockets. Albia out in front, 6-0, 4 minutes to go here in the first half. We've got to get to our fourth stop. This place... When you go there, sunrise or sunset, it's all fresh and baked. Mm-hmm. Fresh, baked for you, sunrise or sunset. And the Rockets are going to reset the clock here. They got a player that is injured. While they're working on the injured player, let's get a quick scoring update. Jay Bill back at the Friday Night Live studio.
All right.
Keep us on. Joes are getting ready to punt here.
We will leave you on. Albia leads Eddyville Blakesburg 6-0. And CMB Baxter's just scored on Davis County. Davis County trails 7-0. North Mahaska on top of Southeast Warren 20-6. You guys want it back?
Yep. Here comes the punt. A high punt. Boy, you got underneath that one. Deep punt. Building it all the way back at the 28-yard line. Gets away from it. Ryan Sarver comes up with it, though. Trying to bring it over the right side. He's going to come out to about the 32-yard line. Albia's having a hard time. That ball, Dan, gets up over the lights. And the lights are a little bit shorter down here. They get up over the top of the lights, and it gets difficult to see, or up into the lights. And it's been difficult to field. And then a flag comes in late. But, T, don't you see that you guys are down in the field? Is it when you look up, that ball kind of get lost up there in the lights?
Yeah, it is kind of tough. It's kind of like just a pop-up, you know. I mean, you just lose it kind of for a second.
The punter, Louis Wilkeman, does a nice job of getting that ball high and deep, and that really makes it hard to field.
He didn't kick that like Kim Jong-il sends off rockets. Non-Kim Jong-il'd it.
No. I'm going to have to, you know, do extra credit, it looks like, because I'm being told by our illustrious professor that I misused the Kim Jong-un.
Sorry, Foster. Give Dan an F. I get the D minus, buddy. Remember that. Just pass me. You don't want me back again. Fourth time is not a charm. Cheryl Szczynski says, you guys are such a hoot. Love you. Listening from home. Hello, Cheryl. Here's a handoff running with his Schultz. Schultz trying to work his way forward. Keeps fighting forward. Boy, I'll tell you what, he is relentless. He will not be brought down, and certainly not by one man, Christian. He is so tough.
Yeah, that's for sure. You should see him in the weight room. This is where it's, you can see it paying off right now. Every day he goes in there, he works his butt off, and it's showing right there, just running over people and keeping those legs going.
You know, nice little possession again. Brings up second and a long three, almost 4 yards for the Blue Demons. And I would just to think you would still continue just to pound that and then drive the ball straight ahead and really soften off that defense.
Here comes the second down and three. Here's a handoff. Again, Schultz with it. Looks to fight forward. Has the first down all the way out across the 30-yard line. A gain of about 6-7 yards. That's a first Iowa State Bank first down. And, of course, we were just at first Iowa State Bank a few moments ago on the treasure hunt. And, again, sunrise or sunset, it's all fresh-baked right here. The next stop.
Making me hungry.
It is.
But I had a little bit of pizza.
They have a revolution going on there, Dan. A revolution. And it reminds me of Hoover, the type of revolution.
Blue Demons come off the line of scrimmage.
First and 10.
Under center.
Here's a quick pitch. And running with it again. Schultz trying to get to the corner. Has the corner. Out across the 40. 45. Midfield. Has a man to beat. Down the sideline. Steps out of bounds into Rocket territory. And that will move the chains. Another first Iowa State Bank first down. And Jimmy on that far sideline, you can see him hit that corner. And he found another gear.
He's just a smiling. Here we go.
Look at this. Santa Claus is checking in tonight.
Nice. It feels that's going to look cooler.
Greetings from the Oregonians for Albia. See you in a few weeks in person. Already planning another visit during the playoffs. That's my buddy from Oregon.
Yes. Got the Albie shirt on, the Superman logo.
Yeah,
looking
he's
good.
A Duck fan, and he looks like he's on Duck Dynasty and a Santa Claus look-alike. Welcome aboard. First and 10 Albie. They marked him out of bounds at the 49-yard line of the Rockets. Here's a handoff. Running with it is Osing. Moving forward and brought down a gain of 2 or 3 yards. A little counter reverse there by the Blue Demons. Let's go back to the Friday Night Lights studio for a quick scoring update. Final 2 minutes here in the first half.
All right, and Tom Chamberlain out at Washington says, tell them they are a dumbass. Whatever that means. Wayne leads HLV Victor 14-0. Iowa City Regina only able to muster a field goal out of Sigourney Kyoto. In the second quarter now, it's just Iowa City Regina 3, Sigourney Kyoto 0. Also, BGM of Brooklyn has gone up on Pekin 14-7. One more quick one. Pella leads Winterset 7-0. That's the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights. Big board, back to you.
Sergeant Schultz on a quick pitch to the right side right here in front of us. Gets down to the 44-yard line. Check out the 39-yard line. He's going to be close to the first down. They're going to give him the first down as Albia moves the chains once again at first Iowa State Bank first down. 1:31 to go here in the first half. 6-0 Albia. Albia on the march. And you'll find that they have not only the best chicken tenders in town, but, man, they can make you an Angus burger that is second to none. It's where the size of the meat is bigger than the bun. Oh, boy. First and 10 for the Blue Demons. The Rockets call timeout. Let's do the same here. Go back to the Friday Night Lights studio and get a quick scoring update. Jay Mill, I know the scores are coming in while they're working on the timeout here. Let's get a scoring update.
All right, let's take a look at that Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board. It is, again, Albia up on Eddyville Blakesburg 6-0. You can get these scores live on your Thunderbolt app. If you'd like to know how your team is doing, you can get the scores brought to you by Napa. Napa know-how. Just download the Thunderbolt app. It's free. Wayne leads HLV Victor 14-0. Pleasantville has gone up on English Valleys 21-0. Indianola now leads Des Moines Lincoln 14-0. Again, it's Pella on top of Winterset 7-0. Ottumwa leads Des Moines Hoover 7-0. And CMB of Baxter on top of Davis County 7-0. Pella just scored just seconds ago. They now lead Winterset 14-0. And it's Norwalk on top of Carlisle 9-0. Back live to you.
All right, and how about Hardy's Home of the Buffalo Blue Thick Burger? And my wife and I took that down in two bites last Saturday. Listening to that ad all night long, we wanted to go and get it. Our fourth stop tonight, Hardy's. Get out to Hardy's, look for the big star, and check out their new Thick Burger. Rolling back is Schultz. Schultz running forward and still fighting forward after running into a wall of black jerseys. Does a good job of making something positive out of nothing. A gain of two on the play. A minute 18 to go here, first half. 6-0 Albia. Boy, it's real important to make the finish this drive right here, Dan.
It is, but again, very patient run there by Schultz, and I know it wasn't a big gain or anything, but Griffin Osing is out there lead blocking. He's really trying to read which way he was going. The pressure was coming. There just wasn't a whole lot beyond that lead block, and so he just kind of took what he could get out of it, and that was a good run out of Alex Schultz.
Albia calls another timeout. 1:08 to go here. Guys, this is a big drive here, Christian, for the Blue Demons. They got to get another touchdown here would really give them momentum going into the second half.
That's right, and plus they get the ball at the start off the second half, so having that momentum going in there, it could really start off a good drive and establish some goodness for them.
Yep. Archie Little family checking in. Boy, look at that fire, buddy. Yeah. Beautiful fire going on tonight. Little's checking on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Now, don't forget, when you get to Hardee's, you got to go inside to get their stamp, and you get a free cookie. And, boy, oh, my goodness.
I mean, that's a good stop right there.
And to pick up, I'm telling you, pick up a thick burger. Take my word for it. It is delicious. It'll tease all the taste buds, from the hot ones, you know, the ones you don't crave, the little hot, and then that blue cheese kind of takes it off. Good stuff. Keep it going, Big Blue. Tom and Charlie checking in. Good old coach Tom Murphy.
And like you said, Jason, really important here with a minute 8 in this first half. Really nice to get some points on the board here. As Christian said, we start the second half with the ball kicked to us, so we'll get a chance to get two scores out of these next two possessions.
Here's a quick kick up the middle. Grank straight ahead on his way to the first down marker. Boy, that was a great hit there by Matt Baker straight ahead. And here comes a flag in late. I don't know, Jimmy, did you see who is that going to be a late hit on Albie or on the Rockets?
No, I think it's a personal foul against the Rockets. There's a lot of they're getting a little frustrated, and I think he did a little pushing afterwards.
Well, T, I'll tell you what, the way both these defenses have played, no one really has a whole lot to be disappointed in the defensive efforts tonight.
You know, I was just thinking, I don't know if these guys really care if they score or not, either team. I mean, they just want to get out here and just hit, it seems like. I mean, that's crazy.
Here is a first down mark off. It is a personal foul on the Rockets. 1:03 to go here in the first half. Albie out in front, 6-0. Albie, Dan, you know, we've talked about a lot of things that are going on tonight. So much going on this final regular season game. You cannot lose fact that this is a opportunity of historic proportion for this Blue Demon team.
Right.
Already got their names etched in history, but tonight with an undefeated season, they would certainly go down as the only team in Albie history undefeated on the season.
Certainly, and you know that's something they have a goal, and that was one of the many goals that this team had. You know, certainly was to win the district. They've done that to have a perfect season. They're working on that to advance well into the playoffs and even to make it to the dome. Those are the next several steps that they're trying to make here. Blue Demons have another procedure penalty. Again, I'm gonna blame that on just the factor of not being in rhythm with Luke under center, and it's not his fault. It's just the team's got to adjust and get better. Here comes that counter reverse coming underneath. It's Matt Baker coming this side. Comes up, maybe pick up a three. Clock continues to run at 40 seconds.
Down to the 15-yard line. Darren Wallace and Todd and Amy checking in from Cincinnati, Ohio. Glad to have you along. Darren, a big hello to you, buddy. Great athlete for Albia. And Albie's going to spike the ball here, and that's going to bring a third down. 26 seconds to go. Albie out of timeouts. And that's going to bring a third down and about 12. Albie can get a first down inside the 5-yard line. And, boy, I'll tell you what, here's where you go to Zach Eugen in that corner end zone. I don't know about you, Jimmy, but I like number 22 out on the outside edge out of the shotgun.
I'm going to throw it up there and let his great hands go get it.
How many times this year have we been able to call that?
Yeah, and Eddieville actually is going to call a timeout. They want to talk about that, I'm sure, that very same concept and to make sure the defense is ready to go.
Well, let's get to the next stop here in just a second. We're going to move to the fifth stop. And this place is also locally owned and operated, but you're going to have to head north. After being south, you've got to head north. Locally owned and operated.
You're not helping me out very much, but you know, I understand it's not south.
South.
I can do that. Doesn't really help me.
Just get with me, bro. Get with me.
I'm at Bennett Hardy's, got my cookie, and I'm heading north.
The Tammy McSparrow texts in. The cookies are pretty good. No, Tammy, I'm glad you thought they're pretty good, but I'm going to tell you right now they'd be really good because I haven't ate here in the press box because Docker ate the pizza. That was among us of you. I don't even want to think about what you're going to do later, buddy. That will be among us, too.
Love that pizza.
Not good. All right, here, a big guff. Third down and 12 here. T, you know you're across the way. What's the mood? A lot of people here tonight from Albie, just lined from one side to the other of Albie fans. But what's the mood over there, you know, with this, what we might call a slow start for Albie?
I tell you what, they're ready for something big to happen. That's what they're doing over here.
Well, Albie's going to stay under center. Sarver comes under center. Luke Sarver getting the start tonight, or actually coming in for Leshen. Here he rolls back, throws it downfield, throws it up into the end zone. He catches it. He caught it. Zach Eugen. How about that? Zach Eugen, touchdown, Albie. Eugen from Sarver, touchdown, Albie. And Dan, I'll tell you what, it looked like Zach had tripped up and going into the end zone, but got his balance. The ball was already in the air, regathered himself. Sarver put it where only Eugen could come up with it. And touchdown, Albie. That's a Senator Pierce Bacher Funeral Home touchdown, Albie. And, you know, I just don't know if you can really stop that.
No, we've seen it time and again. Everyone knows what's going to happen. They did a good job of jamming him at the line of scrimmage, blowing him down as best they could. He was able to fight through it because he's that strong. Luke put the ball up high and deep, and Zach can only stop himself. We've seen him drop a couple passes, but that's just him.
The Rockets called timeout to adjust just for that. Yep. And I like the fact that Albie did stay out of the under center instead of going the shotgun. That made them to have to stop the run.
Yep.
And then the play action fake there by Luke Sarver, and he put a perfect touch on the football and touchdown Albie. Albie with the lead 13-0 here, 21 seconds ago.
Look at that picture you got there.
Well, this is a group of ladies. Looks like a bunch of ladies having a good time tonight. Let's, Emily, Jaden, and Jessica Kendall, and Terry Stewart. On the treasure hunt, and I got a picture of all. I want to see all of our treasure hunters tonight. Take a picture. Now, these new fancy, what are they called? Smartphones. How do you spell that one? Smartphone. Send me a picture, 641-799-1437. Here's your Southern Iowa Technology text line and your Conley Smart Foam Insulation kickoff. The return and brought down right away. Big open field tackle by the Blue Demons.
Look, he just.
Wowzers.
Who was that? Well, it's Carter Isley. The jersey doesn't fit.
Oh, my gosh.
It's so small. He's just huge.
And they got to get paint out to complete that jersey. Wowzers. Boy, he is going to be a ton of fun. You know, you just look up and down, and am I correct? He's just a sophomore.
That's correct.
Oh, my.
Yeah, he's just getting started. You know, he qualified last year in wrestling in the state wrestling tournament. Looks to do it again. First of all, he'll have a chance to go 4 years. Last year was over at Sheraton before they moved to Albia. But just now getting cleared. He had a surgery in the offseason, and so he's just now cleared to play. Playing out here on defensive end. It's just a mountain of a man. He was fullback and linebacker for the Sheraton Chargers last year. Just can't say enough about him.
Here's a play from the Rockets. 16 seconds to go over the right side, and being brought down is Dylan Pigsley, a gain of about 5 or 6. Albie in a soft prevent defense right now. And that's going to be likely the final play of this first half. After one half, Albie leads 13-0. We'll get you another clue right here. This place is locally owned and operated. We were down south. We're heading north. And I can promise you they have the best meat in town.
Yes, they do.
13-0 Albie here at the halftime break. Let's go back to the Friday Night Lights studio. Jay Mill, have you checked with the First Christian Church if that bell's still fully intact?
We're going to check with Johnny Flattery over at the First Christian Church here in just a second. Let's take a look at the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board where Iowa City Regina just scored on Sigourney Kyoto. They've gone to the half. It's Iowa City Regina 10, Sigourney Kyoto 0, but still within reach. Wayne leads HLV of Victor 14-0. BGM of Brooklyn on top of Pekin 14-7. A couple of unbeatens in that district. It's North Mahaska on top of Southeast Warren 26-6. Sheraton leads Fairfield 14-0. And it's CMB of Baxter on top of Davis County now 14-7. Our score here, Albia 13, Eddieville Blakesburg 0. PCM of Monroe on top of Bondurant Farrar 6-0. And it is Ottumwa now trailing Des Moines Hoover 14-7. That's just gone to the second quarter. Pella leads Winterset 14-0. And Washington is currently leading Centerville 7-3. No score in Oskaloosa-Knoxville. That game now in the second quarter. Let's go back live to the People State Bank press box and broadcast center. Here is Jason, Dan, Jimmy, Big T, and Big C.
All right, we're going to stop number 5. And again, locally owned and operated, the best meat in town. And you might find affiliated foods there. Let's go across the way, Big T, and Jimmy and Christian on the wireless. One, two, and three mics all the way across the field over there with that wall of Albia fans that line that fence across the way. Guys, Albia a little slow to start, but you got to give credit where credit's due. This Rocket defense has been really, really tough.
They have been really tough, you know, and they're fast. Man, they're well coached. I mean, Coach Keller is a great coach. You know, he's got them going. You know, but that big blue machine's running.
Well, Jimmy, you know, you got to win it in the trenches, and Albia, for the better half of that first quarter and a half, you know, it was a dogfight inside the trenches, and then they found Sergeant Schultz up the middle, and that's when Albia was really starting to get things going offensively.
Well, the awesome thing is we're watching a great football game. I wish everybody, you know, isn't here, could feel and hear what's taking place in the trenches. I mean, the pads are popping like no other, Jason, because you're seeing two teams that are, you know, no matter what, you know, this game maybe doesn't mean nothing per se for the playoffs, but I'm telling you what, these boys, like Tim said earlier, not about scoring, they want heat. It's like a brawl.
It looks like one from up here, Dan. And, Chris, you played in that game 1 year ago, and Albia heavily favored going in that football game, and it was an absolute dogfight right to the very end.
That's right. I mean, these boys come ready to play, both sides of the teams, and you never know what's going to come out here. The only thing you do know is that it's going to be a hard-hitting game, and that's what we're seeing right now.
Well,
you
know, Dan,
I was just going to say that, you know, that's exactly right. You know you're going to get a well-played, a well-coached team. And this is a great tune-up. I thought all along it's a great tune-up going into playoffs. You know, this is the type of team we're going to see next week. You know, it gets tougher from here on out, and it starts tonight. To me, it's playoff mode. I know we got a chance till Wednesday regardless, but this is a chance to go out and play hard and get better, because this is what we're going to see for as long as we
absolutely
can go.
Absolutely. And, you know, guys, it's going to take some impact players. In these games, you're going to have guys that become those impact players, real difference makers. We're going to come back here in a second and get our impact player brought to you by the Eagles Club in Albia. If you're looking to make an impact in your community, you can join them at the Eagles Club. And they're not your grandma and grandpa's Eagles Club. Nope. Totally renovated and lots of fun going on there. I know they got the game going on right now, and that's the Albia Eagles Club. We'll have the impact player this first half, along with your Cindy's beautiful play of the first half. But the treasure hunt's going on, Dan. Shannon, yes, and Nicole McLean, they sent a picture in. Nice. They're on the beat. More pictures coming in here, and we'll get to those when we come back to your halftime break here. Albia on front 13-0, and your next clue on the Southern Iowa Technology text line and over the air when we come back here. You're listening to Blue Demon Football.
Let's face it, sooner or later you're going to need a loan. When you need to buy a car, when you need to buy a house, or when your business is growing. And that's where we come in, because we loan money. We've helped your friends and neighbors for years. We're local. And with us, you don't have to prove that you don't need a loan in order to get one. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC. Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrina horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
Congratulations, you found the home that you want. Now you need to find a loan. Hi, I'm Rod Perry with People's State Bank. Whether you want to pre-qualify or secure a commitment, we can help. At People's State Bank, we offer 20 and 30-year mortgage loans at reasonable rates with low closing costs. So once you find a home, call me, Rod Perry.
You know, that's a tough first half, but here's the thing. We're playing a good team. We're playing some tough individuals. What'd you tell the boys at halftime?
Well, we have had an interception, and we've had a number of penalties. Two kill drives, one we had to overcome and take. So just keep playing hard. We're not surprised that Eddyville came out and hitting. They were a pretty hard-hitting team. When have you ever known an Eddyville team that wasn't? And This game is made up of 48 minutes of action, and we want no alibis and no regrets. We're going to play these next 24 hard as we can, and we'll look up the scoreboard when we get done. But we can play a little bit better than we have been. Our running game's starting to come through. Nice pass by our backup quarterback for a touchdown to Luke. So, we have some hard running going on by our tailback right now. He's really Schultz is really coming through. So we got another whole half to play, and it's going to be a good hard hitting game. So
awesome, coach. Go enjoy. Love you, man. Take care. There you go, Jason. You heard it from the coach.
That is your halftime coach's interview brought to you by Breece Rest Home, your local licensed residential care home. Warm hearts, caring hands. And, Dan, that leads us to a really good setup for our impact player of the first half brought to you by the Eagles Club in Albia. And when the Sarge took charge, Albia started to roll offensively.
You know, really a huge thing. I mean, we had lots of guys defensively. We had Carter Isaac come out hitting well. We got Ryan Sarver getting lots of tackles. Blake Lawless, but I think you just, no question, you go to Alex Schultz. He had 12 carries for 122 yards, over a 10-yard average. You just can't do much more than that by playing a hard-hitting Eddieville Blakesburg team here that just comes out and really hits it hard. So, yeah, absolutely, Alex Schultz is that first-half impact player of the half.
And your Eagles Club impact player of the first half, Sergeant Schultz, Alex Schultz, with 122 rushing yards in that first half. If you haven't got it already, Touchdown Tuesday belongs to Wash and Go, and that's where you can get your car shined in both Albia and La Villa. You got to get to Wash and Go. Stop number 6 on our treasure hunt. We'll come back with the 7th stop here in just a second as we get ready for the Conley Spray Foam Insulation second half kickoff.
All the scores, one station. This is Friday Night Lights on Thunder Country.
Monroe County Hospital Medical Clinic makes it easier for you to connect with the healing touch you know and trust by offering extensive appointment options. We have extended evening and weekend hours and offer same-day appointments for most of your medical needs. Call 641-932-7172 or request your appointment online at mchalbia.com. Make your appointment today with Monroe County Hospital Medical Clinic for the healing touch you know and trust.
Hi, this is Governor Terry Branstad. Iowa loves its football, especially on Friday night. Let's get back to Friday Night Lights with Jason, Dan, Jimmy, and Big T.
Your second half is about to get underway here with your Conley Spray Foam Insulation kickoff. Albia back deep. Here's a line drive kick, bounces, and rolls inside the 10. Leshen on the return for the Blue Demons, trying to get over to the left side, gets a block. Cuts it upfield, has some running room across midfield. 40, and brought down across the middle of the field, not midfield, the middle of the field, and he'll be right down at the 40-yard line. Nice run back by Shadow Leshen. Albia will take over at the 40-yard line. And, Dan, I think it's important that this offense keep the momentum on this drive to really set the tone for the second half.
Well, we've certainly seen this all season long. They'll come out, they make the adjustments at the line of scrimmage that they need to do. The running backs have just ran hard all year long, no matter who's been in there. So you fully expect that to come out again this half here and really start just with good hard runs, keep it between the tackles and go. But can't say enough about Shadow Leshen's return there, getting it all the way up to the 40. Did a great job running. Had some really good blocks from a lot of his teammates out there to help him with that, but just a nice elusive running out of Shadow to get that all the way up to the 40.
Yeah, like that, the text coming in. Good luck from Kyle Overmeyer, Kirk Coughlin, Cade Comstock, and Andy Stevens. That is a collection of Blue Demon.
Good collection too.
Football players.
Have them on your team any day.
Yeah, absolutely enjoyed calling their names over the years. Yeah. Here's a handoff. Schultz with it. Out to the 45-yard line. A gain of 5 on first down. Again, our last stop was Wash and Go. And our next stop, here's the clue. They've been relocated. Relocated.
Maybe utilities or something.
This place, this business, has been relocated. And from our last stop, you'll have to leave and go north. Relocated, like Johnny Flattery is going to have to relocate after his banging of the bell. Here's a quick pitch. Schultz trying to get to the left side. Has the first down. Oh. Still has feet. Gets by two defenders and pushes people downfield all the way inside the 40-yard line of the Rockets. And Jimmy, he ran into a wall of black, and the wall of black fell down, and he kept on going.
Yo, 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 Biggie Biggs, he sure bit.
What?
Not sure.
Johnny took over the
microphone. That was terrible.
That was really
That was not... Christian. Yeah, Jimmy's, was in the, Jimmy's in the bathroom.
What? I was going to say, it sounded like Christian, gosh. But I...
Wow.
But Schultz picks up 20 yards on that play, you know, and just continues to have that 10-yard average there between it and the first play that he had. You know, so doing a great job, continues to run hard and get great line or hole at the point of attack. Here comes Griffin on the counter across the middle. Picks up a good 6-7 yards on the play for him.
Boy, it looks Griffin like the offensive line guys across the way, Fake Jimmy and Big T, they're really getting a good surge up front.
They're getting a great surge, and Sarge just laid a dude out over here on this side with to help Griff on that run.
What's new? What is new?
And that's what you like to see, too. There's your tailback, you know, who's getting a lot of carries. And when he gets a chance to help his brother out, he's going to do it just as good as they are for him. So that's what you like seeing out there, and you expect nothing else from him.
Albie with the football on the march here. Opening drive of this second half. Here's Schultz again on his way close to the first down marker. It looks like he's going to have it all the way down to the 25-yard line. Another gain of nearly 10 yards on second down. 10 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Albie out in front, 13-0. But, Dan, they took off where they left off.
And that's been so important. And we've seen that, again, all year long, the second half, those first possessions. We more often than not have won the toss and defer to the second half so that we can start with the ball. And that's worked really well for us to really just come out and grind and pound that ball forward. And here we are once again.
First and 10, Blue Demons. Again, Schultz running straight ahead, fighting forward all the way inside the 20-yard line, a gain of about 8 or 9 yards. Doing such a great job of waiting for the blockers, Dan. We talk about it over and over again. It's not just being fast. It's not just being strong, but it's also being patient.
You know, I really like, too, another little subtle part of it. Luke Sarver coming in here, just getting the snaps here at quarterback as Brett Leshen is healing up. And he's doing a nice job of executing his runs after that, the bootleg, even when he doesn't have the ball, to try to draw the defenders with him.
Here's the carry running again, and this time being brought down after a little to no gain, but close to that first down marker, second down and short for Albion. Wait for the mark here.
Griffin Osing bringing that ball over there. Just had a pretty good wall there at the point of attack, and I was able to pick up 2 yards. Came just, as you said, Jason, just a yard short, just really close, almost pounded that out. So it's third and a short one.
Just underway here in the third quarter, 13-0. Albie are on our seventh stop on the treasure hunt. They've been relocated, and some might say they were kicked to the curb. Here is a first down carry. Sergeant Schultz sidesteps a defender in the backfield and then lunges forward close to the 10-yard line and has a first down. And T, how important is this first drive for this Blue Demon team?
Well, I think it's very important. You know, I mean, they ended the first half well, and it's very important to come out here and get a good drive, get a score, you know, and put some more distance between them and Eddyville.
It would be among us. Bill Casebolt, the Spelling Bee champion earlier tonight.
He Googled that. I
guarantee it. Now I know where he's sitting. He's sitting next to Foster. Here's a quick handoff, running straight ahead and moving the pile, gain of about 4 yards, and that is Griffin Osing. Yep. Albie on the march here inside the 10-yard line. Let's go on back to the Friday Night Light studio and get a quick scoring update. Jay Mill, give us a quick scoring update.
All right, let me leave you guys on live so we don't miss any action. CMB of Baxter has scored again on Davis County. It's now 21-7. Also, Fairfield has just scored on Sheraton. It's 21-7 there with Sheraton in the lead as well. Oskaloosa still leads Knoxville 6-0. Go ahead, take it away.
Sergeant Schultz on the carry to the 5-yard line, fighting forward and out to the goal line. We'll wait for the spot, the indication. And he's going to be about a half a ball short of the goal line, Joe. And we'll, after this next play, we'll get a scoring update as the scores come back to the Friday Night Light studio, and we'll get you another clue. They've been kicked. You could say she was kicked to the curb and relocated. And they're gonna do the chains. While they're bringing the chains out, Joe, let's get that scoring update you were bringing to us back at the Friday Night Light studio.
All right, thanks to the Clark Funeral Home Friday Night Lights Big Board. The scoring update brought to you by Napa, Napa Know-How. If you want to know how your team is doing, get the Thunderbolt app, and you can click on the scores tab. Iowa City Regina now in the third quarter, still just leads Sigourney Kyoto 10-0. Also, Pleasantville now leads English Valley 41-0. Washington on top of Centerville Big 35-3. And we'll keep you up to date. Let's go back to the People's State Bank broadcast booth. Take it away.
First and 10 after the chains gave us the indication by about 3 or 4 inches. Albie's got a first down goal to go from the 1-yard line. Sarver Hands it off to Schultz. Schultz in for the Albia touchdown. Sergeant Schultz with the Albia touchdown. Touchdown, Albia. Santa Pierce-Mocker funeral home touchdown. And Albia stretches out the lead 19 to nothing.
Just an impressive drive all the way from the get-go. Alex Schultz getting the bulk of the carries, but Griffin Osing is just pounding it there as well, really trying to wear down that defense. And then getting first and goal with a yard to go. You know in four plays we're going to get that pounded in one way or the other. But Alex Schultz leaves nothing to chance and just does it on the first play there. So great job to get that touchdown. Then, you know, we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about the fact Eddieville came back.
It's a part of our broadcast, an extended part of our broadcast. And you would have to head south again to get there. Here comes the extra point attempt. Albia kicks it up high enough, long enough, and it is good enough. 27-0 Blue Demons, 4:37 to go here in the third quarter. We'll come right back with your Conley spray foam insulation kickoff and another clue to our eighth stop on our treasure hunt when we come back. Do I hear Johnny Flattery? I haven't heard him for a while. Good deal. He's getting it done right. We'll be right back after this timeout.
Blackbird Primitives is where you'll find the primitive cupboards filled with baskets, candles, florals, stitchery, rag rugs, and a wonderful selection of fall decor items for your home. Blackbird Primitives is the best place to find the fun and unique gift items for everyone on your gift list for birthdays and anniversaries. All fall items are 40% off, and it's never too early to start shopping for Christmas. Blackbird Primitives on the south side of the historic Albia Square.
All the scores, one station. This is Friday Night Lights on Thunder Country.
This is DJ John Flattery with the dreaded gong.
It is dreaded gong, Johnny. It's not after touchdowns, not on kickoffs, on third down when we're on defense, Johnny. Oh.
We're going to be on defense. Here you go. Chance coming up.
Man alive. Here's your Conley spray foam insulation kickoff. And the gong in the background coming from the First Christian Church. Here's a handoff or a kickoff return on the right side. The handoff will come later. The handoff from Joe Mill to us at the board. But
reluctantly, he hands it off.
Conley spray foam insulation kickoff returned out to the 23-yard line where the Rockets will take over. Albie with a 27-0 lead. And our next stop, you can say it's an extension of our broadcast. And you just heard we're all over the place. And if you travel all over the place and have one of those things that travels all over the place and you need to park that thing that travels all over the place, they have
up.
A place that they can hook up at.
They'll hook you up as you travel this country.
Yes. You're traveling, you know, across 34 and you need a place to lay your head.
Yes.
Or your thing that drives all over the country needs a place to park, you might go there. Here comes the handoff, and this one was brought down again at the line of scrimmage. And there's been no let-up in this defense all night long. The Rockets, really, guys, outside of that opening drive, have had nowhere to work with this defense of Albia's.
You know, their offense is really Kim Jong-un that to come alive. They have really failed to launch. I think I used that one correctly.
Failed to launch
the Rockets.
Tonight.
See the pun?
Good movie.
Yeah, it is. Failure to launch. Is that a movie?
I don't know. I don't watch that kind of film.
Exactly. That's not right. Second down and 9 for the Rockets. Here's a handoff over the right side. Again, Albia's defense responding to it quickly. And a gain of about 3 or 4 out to the 28 yard line. Got lots of texts coming in here on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Zach Selenik, here listening to you guys in the jump start for my Friday night. You guys rule. Glad to have you along, Zach. He's a great guy. Josh Major listening in. Go Big Blue. And here's a text and a picture. Can Roland Story borrow Sergeant Schultz for a quarter? This from Jeff Staten from Nevada. And, Coach, I don't think you can get your dad talked into sending him anywhere other than with this football team.
He loves you like a son that you are, but you're not getting his tail back.
Here's the handoff and a sweep over this near side of the field. The Rockets will carry out across the first down marker. There's first down of the second half. Well, we'll wait for the indication.
It should be.
Yep,
yeah,
it is.
Yeah. Good little run there, you know, and that's the tailback, Corey Archer, and he's, you know, he got hurt early in the game, and he's been playing really admirably, but boy, he's coming off limping again. He's just kind of banged up, not able to go, especially out on the edges there. It's really hard on those ankles, so I'd be surprised if he's able to, if he comes back in, if he comes back outside anymore as much as they'd run up the middle. And then, of course, Dylan Pigsley, the quarterback, is a very capable runner as well, so you wouldn't catch me totally off guard if he started running a little more.
First and 10 for the Rockets here. 2:52 to go in the third quarter. It's all out. It'll be 27-0. Here's a handoff. Met in the backfield and brought down right away. Wow.
Brendan Bassett was pressure right away on Dylan on Pigsley there coming in right about. And then Carter Isley met the running back just as soon as he got it. So no gain. In fact, a loss of a yard.
We'll go back to the Friday Night Light studio after this play. It's going to be third down now, or second down and 10 for the Rockets. And our eighth stop tonight was the White Buffalo. Get to the White Buffalo right now. You can join them out there at the Locker Room Show.
Best after place every, to park your RV. Game.
Yeah, great place to park your RV. Great setup there. Absolutely beautiful. Yep. And lots of people, they do it almost all year round.
Yep.
From there. Here is a flag that comes in on the Rockets. Let's take a quick journey back to the Friday Night Light studio. Jay Mill back at the big board. Give us a scoring update.
All right, and just a reminder to those playing the treasure hunt, we've got some red KIIC koozies, some with a blue KIIC logo on them. If you find those in very public places, we've got a gift for you up here at the studio as well. Here's some interesting scores coming in. Fairfield has made it more interesting against Sheraton. At the halftime break, Sheraton leads 28-14. Wayne and HLV of Victor are tied up now in the third quarter at 14 apiece. Davis County has also scored right before halftime to get it to within 7 between CMB and Baxter, and Davis County 21-14. CMB leads that one. We'll get back to you guys and keep you up to date on all the scores. Let's go back to the People State Bank broadcast.
Oh! There's a quick slant by the Rockets on second down after the 5-yard mark off. It was offsides on Albia, and a quick pass that dropped out of the hands of the intended receiver. And, Dan, that was nearly a big play for the Rockets.
It was. Jevin Jensen was the receiver, 6'2 receiver, and just came on a quick slant. Kind of caught us, quite honestly, a little off guard. I think defensively we're just so used to seeing that run play. And he was wide open on the slant, and if he just caught it, he could have had a big, big gain, to say the least. But once again, fortunate, very advantageous defense. They take advantage of everything they get and are going to bring up a nice third and 6.
Third down and 6 for the Rockets. Rolling back here to the pressure from the inside. Lots of heat, lots of Blue Demon jerseys around there. And there is Bosser to bring down the quarterback, a quarterback sack, and the penalty flag on the play. Boy, I'll tell you what, Jimmy, you know Bosser, and he is one tough dude, and he just pushed back two black jerseys and gobbled up the quarterback.
I'd say and then some, brother. Hey, I give a shout-out, man. Elvin and Teresa Brown, Jason, you know them very well,
oh, yeah.
The customers
of
Summers Car Credit, and he listens to this game. He loves, you know, that we do a great job broadcasting, you know, for both sides, because we know Eddyville is just as tough as, you know, Albia.
Yep.
Tonight, I mean, they're tough. The scoreboard, you know, is in our favor, but shout out to the Browns.
Well, love you guys, and thanks for listening, and, you know, the Rockets, they have had a really outstanding season, Dan. You look at this is one of the most difficult districts in all of high school.
You know, and they don't back away from anyone. You know, Coach State talks about play anyone, anywhere, anytime. You know, they started off the season playing a very good Pleasantville team, got the win there, beat Linville Sully, which is a traditionally strong team as well. You know, and then they get into their district play, which you just can't say enough how tough that is.
Sigourney Kyoto.
Yeah, at their homecoming. When's that ever happened?
Here comes the punt, fake punt, and the Rockets rolling back with he's being pursued. Here comes the pressure. Right there, Hunter Isley comes up with a stop. The fake punt goes awry, and the special team defense for the Blue Demons comes up with a stop. Albia will get the ball at the 22-yard line, and Albia, once again, the defense comes through, and we got to make another stop here on our trip. And,
go ahead and get that clear. I can't, you know, just seeing that kid week in and week out. He's been staying on the sideline. You know, he's just a very nice, genuine young man. He's always engaging. You know, he doesn't know me from anything. You know, I'll see him when I go do the starting lineups, and he's just always friendly. And then to see him this week, he was just smiling ear from ear to last night because he's getting his first start, first chance to play.
Well, looky here. Nice. Stop by to listen to the game. Looks like they're having a good time. Here's a quick handoff running straight ahead, and I believe that is Griffin Osing. A gain of about 4, maybe 5 on that first down. I'll be on the march here inside the 20-yard line. But Conley, spray foam insulation is in live 3D here, Jimmy. Our 3D picture here, bud.
Oh, sweetness.
Oh, jeez. You know what? The Conley spray foam insulation has got their money's worth this year.
Yes.
Man, live, this offense has been putting points up on the board. All right, here. Second down and 7. Final 50 seconds of this third quarter. Pitch to Schultz. Schultz cuts it upfield. On his way inside the 15-yard line, down close to the 10-yard line. We'll wait for the spot. Big T along the way, buddy. What do you call that?
Oh, wait a second now.
Hurry up. Boy, if I put a pizza out there.
I think you're just short.
What are you saying, T?
Pizza.
We put a pizza on that football, you'd be chasing it all over the place.
You know that word, don't you, short?
I'll tell you what. It's if I wasn't a long ways from you right now, I'd be a long ways from you.
Do it.
All right, our next stop. It's kind of like home away from home.
Yeah, here you go.
For some of us, it's home away from home. Here comes a handoff, running with his shoulders. Oh. On his way, high side, oh, yes. Hurdles a defender, walks in for the Blue Demon touchdown. Alex Schultz ran over two black jerseys, stiffed arm one, then hurdled another, and then walked into the end zone. Touchdown, Albion. Sergeant Schultz with another touchdown. Touchdown, Albion. Courtesy of Senate Pierce Bakkerbrunholm in Albion. How about that, Jimmy? We talk about his tough running, but right there he showed his agility and high hurdled.
Look at him. Look at him. He's smiling all the way back, brother. He's just tough, Jason. He's just tough.
It's a rare combination, not only tough in strength, but then just smooth. I mean,
I'll tell you what, that's going to come on now, but there's no room for that whatsoever. Right. However, you just got to play the football game
hold your emotions.
And Coach Staten will talk about that for sure. Yeah. But our next stop on a treasure hunt, you might find the Blues there. It is definitely, for some of us, it's home away from home. Uh-huh. It's a family affair. And
is it wax?
That's not wax. That was not wax. So the penalty on Albion is a personal foul, and the Rockets will have the football at the 40-yard line. 34-0 here, and T, you know what? I know Albion's got a nice, comfortable lead here, but the coaches are not coaching a scoreboard right now. They're trying to get this team better for the playoffs, and one of the things you don't get better at, and that is having that yellow hanky come out on you.
I tell you what, way too many tonight, and I know Coach, you know, he says that we're really good at that some games, and man, we're good at it tonight, it seems like.
Yeah. Sometimes scary good. Speaking of scary, the Haunted House is listening in. Get out to the Haunted House. Here's a carry by the quarterback, and he's brought down, tripped in the backfield, and gets back to the line of scrimmage. But get out to the Haunted House. They're checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line.
My kids, I think, get volume discounts. They've gone out there so much. They just enjoy it so much, and it's just a great event. It's a wonderful fundraiser. Helps give the kids at a prom after prom a safe environment to enjoy themselves as they get to the prom season. So great deal by the junior class parents working on that this year.
Well, the third quarter comes to a conclusion. Three quarters in the books, and we've got eight stops already on our treasure hunt, and only two left. And the next stop, again, you can find the Blues there, home away from home for some of us, and
it's like family.
Just like family.
Yeah.
Three quarters in the book, Albion front, 34-0. We'll be right back for your fourth and final quarter. You're listening to Blue Demon Football.
Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albion has refreshing savings. Save on regular and diet or caffeine-free Pepsi and Mountain Dew 24-packs, $7.89 plus deposit. Busch and Busch Light 24-packs are $14.89 plus deposit. Natural Light and Ice. Milwaukee's Best, Best Light, and Best Ice 24-packs are $12.99 plus deposit. That's Jim and Charlie's on North Clinton in Albia, open 7 days a week.
Touchdown at Summers Car Credit! Yeah! We're scoring touchdowns at Summers Car Credit! Come get you a touchdown at Summers Car Credit in Oskaloosa! We're offering great deals on wheels with low in-house financing, terms to fit your budget, low interest! I'm telling you, folks, we're scoring it big here at Summers Car Credit! So come get you some! That's right, get you some at Summers Car Credit! 911 Avenue West in Oskaloosa!
So the fourth and final quarter we go, 34-0 Albion. And on our night stop tonight, you didn't get it right already, stop in at Summers Insurance. It's families being families. Summers Insurance, north side of the Albion Square. Big shout out to my wife back there, giving out all kinds of goodies all along the way. And all you do is get all 10 stops. One more stop to go here. We'll get to this next clues here in just a second. Summers Insurance, our ninth stop on our treasure hunt tonight. Taylor Sample is checking in. She wants to wish her parents, Leslie and Dustin Sample, happy anniversary and go Big Blue. Well, I don't know if I can do that, Taylor, but we'll think about it. I just did. Happy anniversary and a big shout-out to the girls, too. I love the girls. Love the Sample girls. They're precious angels, and I'm glad you're listening tonight. Albion calls timeout. 11:29 to go here in the third quarter, just underway in this fourth and final quarter, 34-0 Albion. Let's go back to the Friday Night Lights studio and get a scoring update. Jay Mill, take it away.
All right, guys, the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board is Albia leading 33-0. Sheraton on top of Fairfield at the halftime break, 28-14. And at the halftime break, it's CMB of Baxter on top of Davis County, 21-14. North Mahaska having their way with Southeast Warren, 58-14. BGM of Brooklyn on top of Pekin, 17-7. And it's Iowa City Regina now extending their lead, 17-0 on top of Sigourney Kyoto. That's in the fourth quarter. Wayne has gone up on HLV of Victor, 22-14. And it's Mount Air on top of Pella Christian, 28-7. We'll get to all the scores coming up soon. And don't forget, if you're out and about in the Friday Night Lights Scoop in the Loop treasure hunt, you can look for the red koozies with the blue KIIC logo in public places. We've just had one turned in, but we've got seven more out there. Let's go back live to you guys.
A counter reverse, and this time all the way back to the, I tell you what, that's a long ways back there, to the 20-yard line, a loss of 20 yards. Ryan Sarver on this side made sure the ball did not buy the fake and forced it back the other direction, and it was just a wall of white jerseys.
You can't contain any better than that. He was blocking up with the man who was trying to block him, shoving him back to keep the man from reversing around the outer edge, and he knew he couldn't go anywhere. The tailback didn't, so he cuts back, and as soon as he does that, two Blue Demons are there to chase him back 10 more yards. You know, it was just well defended, especially by Ryan Sarver, but certainly the Blue Demons all doing their job and sticking to their assignments. Outstanding play.
Well,
fourth
great.
And I thought a mile early. This is fourth and almost a field.
Is that a mile?
Yeah.
Here comes the punt. A spiral punt. Nobody back for Albia on the return. It bounces at the 40, rolls inside the 35, and down at the 32-yard line. That's like a cross-country mile. A flag comes in, and we'll get that flag here. But cross-country. How about Art? I'm telling you what. I am so proud of our boys and girls and the coach. Coach, you know, you've done an outstanding job, and he just he continues to bring out champions, making guys and gals runners. And is it going to be on Albia, Dan?
Chop block.
Oh, boy. Todd Ratliff.
Seven guys surrounding one of ours, and we get the chop block.
Yeah.
Guy's just defending his life. No, I'm talking about, don't want to take away from it. First off, Michelle Manser, Jordan Winkie qualify as individuals on the girls' side. And then on the boys' side, individually, Colton Dorpinghouse wins the sub-state region. Mason Cox gets fifth. The top ten advance. And as a team, they advance. They get second place over a very, very tough North Polk team that takes first. But what's really important, what's hard to really fully explain, in the cross-country, you take seven runners. Your top five times are what you use to score. We got through our top five. We tied for second. And the tiebreaker was our sixth runner compared to the, I can't even think of the team, their sixth runner. For us, our fifth and sixth and seventh guys really run tight all year long. Caleb Boley and Cole Kremski have been doing a great job. They literally ran almost stride for stride and finished the race at the same time. So our number six runner was right behind our number five guy. That's what the difference is, and that's where it matters. Every kid doing their
job. Every kid.
You know, and it's, and Colton Dorpinghouse is a leader on this team, and Mason Cox has done a phenomenal job. But it's that fifth and even sixth man that really helped us this time, which is very rare to have come and play. So it's a great job by the cross-country team. They'll be well represented next week at the state tournament.
Well, congratulations to Coach Todd Ratliff and the boys and girls cross-country teams on outstanding seasons that continue.
I am so proud!
We're so proud of you, Coach. And the guys and girls, I know Coach is listening right now with his beautiful wife, Kim, Brock, CJ, and Tyson listening in. And glad to have all of you along. After the penalty, there was a timeout to talk things over. Albia with the football here. Guys, you know, you want to keep momentum going into the playoffs. You got a short week coming up. It's important this offense continues to grow, Jimmy, that you cannot let up here.
No, you're right. I mean, keep going hard, you know, and hopefully get some of these new guys coming in, Jay. They're all standing around here wanting to get in the game, so what a great opportunity, but just keep plugging away.
Here comes the play from scrimmage straight ahead. And at time, is that Palace?
Yep.
Christian Palace on the Palace. That's going to be a fun one over the years.
Yes, got a couple more years
of
that.
A lot.
Yes.
Gain of about four on first down. Nice quick hitter there. Got to
like
give
his prowess.
He is on the prowess, Big T. Hey, I love your ad, T. You know, the T, trust, touchdowns.
Like,
yeah, it's good stuff.
Toupee here?
Yeah, toupee here. Yeah.
Was that it?
Did you wear your toupee here, Stalker? McKenna Ross, Allie Eugen, Riley Leshen, and I are having a great time on the scavenger hunt. Can you say clue nine again? We missed it. No, I cannot. That was not Summers Insurance. Clue number nine, Summers Insurance on the north side of the Albia Square is our ninth stop. We'll get to the tenth one. And down here is... Is it third down?
Third down and three.
Third down, three for... Oh, no, Johnny, no. When we
got the dreaded gong.
It's on offense. It's third down, John. You're getting closer. It's four, you know, it's fourth quarter. He's thinking, but it's our third down, not the defensive third down.
I am praying that that he does not crack that bell.
Not now.
That's right, John.
Not now. Here's a quick. I know a fake handoff. Luke Sarver gets to the corner, has the first down. A great bootleg all the way out across the 30 to the 35 yard line. Boy, he sold that one well, Dan.
Yes, he did. Hard run there. Got pushed well out of bounds over there. He's coming up a little slow there as he's going scraping across the track there. Thought maybe the hit might have been a little late. Doesn't seem to be any flag thrown. You know, we're getting him on our side when we have a little chippiness. But, boy, they do anything. Nothing's getting called. But a great run by Luke Sarver. Just a nice, well-designed play, well-ran play for Luke to get out there. And maybe Johnny needs to do the bells on third down. That was a great first-down pickup for us.
Good job, Johnny, though it was poorly timed, ill-planned, and disruptive. It worked. In some
the gong worked.
It sure did. I want to give a shout-out to Jim Campbell. Had knee replacement yesterday and is recovering nicely down at the Atumwa Hospital. Jim, we are wishing you the very, very best and a quick recovery for you. And keep it locked in here. We'll try to keep you warm and on the give you something positive to think about as you go through the recovery. First and 10 for Albia. Pitch to the left side, cutting it upfield. Sarver with the football. Ryan Sarver now in at halfback. Gets a carry all the way out to the 40-yard line. A gain of 7 yards and another player diving in late. No flag. But I'll tell you what, you called it earlier, Jimmy. This really, to these teams, I think at some point, really wasn't about scores. It was about giving each team their best lick.
Well, it's definitely, I call it a brawl, Jason. But, you know, it's a game of football, and these things happen, you know. But what happens when you look at the scoreboard and you're seeing 34-0, you start getting a little upset, and you maybe do things you shouldn't do. But I love it because it's football. Be aggressive and go at it.
Blue Demons come up under center, a very tight formation. Luke Sarver hands it to
Christian
Powell. Breakdown at the point of attack there, and Christian was taken down immediately by 57. Casey Dunwoody, big defensive player for Eddyville. No quit in this team.
No, and that was a big-time hit. That was a ton of brick hits for the Rockets.
Yeah.
And how about our buddy Pat Powers? He does all the broadcasting. Yes. He's got one of those distinctive voices, you know, the voice of the Rockets, and he gets so energetic. Not that, you know, we don't get that way.
No,
you know, we're pretty straight-laced and rarely among us. Rarely. Getting a signal loud and clear in Van Meter. No more internet. Good job, Stalker. Go Big Blue from Harris. What about Stalker?
Good job, Stalker. Hey, I got a fan. What's
here,
up? Let's bring that one up. Send your name. I'll send you a Summers insurance blanket there.
FYI, our car has already been pulled over. I'm not responsible for anything.
I think if you
anything.
Just let them know you're on the scavenger hunt, the treasure hunt, you'll be fine. That's an out.
What
brings
is
up a
10-13?
Short play there, no gain or not enough gain. It brings up 4th and 3. The Blue Demons will go back into punt formation.
Yep.
As soon as they do that, though, they will get a timeout to just talk it over. They didn't have everyone out that they needed.
We got to get to the next stop. This place, I want to really sell this one good, but maybe you can just, if there's something in the air tonight besides a gong and you're smelling it, it might be coming from this place.
Yeah.
And maybe John stopped over at this place beforehand and didn't have the food that they serve there.
I did.
I know you did, dude. But maybe, you know, the stuff that they also make there, maybe it sounded like Flattery may have got into some of that.
Are you ready for the gong?
Oh, man.
I'm going to beat you like a drum, Johnny.
One more stop tonight, and Johnny beat us to the last stop. We're certain of that. And, John, you don't want to be driving after where you've been, or you're going to get gonged big time. Albia, set the punt here. 7:29 to go in the ball game. 34-0 Blue Demons. We're under our last stop on this treasure hunt tonight. Albia in punt formation. They'll send a man in motion. Sarver back deep in the punt formation, inside his own 30. Gets this one off, a high kick, deep kick, and this one will be fielded at the 25-yard line. Gets by one defender, still on the outside, trying to get to the corner. One man to beat, and a big open field tackle that time by Ryan Sarver, Luke Sarver,
the quarterback.
He just punted the ball and then had to come downfield to make the stop. A good return by the Rockets out to the 45-yard line, but that ton of brick hits courtesy of Bluff Creek Archery. And, Dan, right now, I'll tell you what, the Hunters, they're wanting to get to Bluff Creek Archery because they carry all the Hoyt and Parker bows, Vanguard bow cases, Muddy Outdoor tree stands, harnesses, ladder stands, Luck Buck, and Monster Rock Minerals. Stop in today for all your fall hunting needs at Bluff Creek Archery.
Coming right in that time, boy, especially deer season. They'll be going in the rut here soon, getting a little goofy, and that's a good time to get out there and get your stands. And
I'm scared to death that, you never know about Jimmy and T. If it's getting rut season.
Yes. That's why I'm glad we don't drive together.
No kidding. You guys, I don't know about you guys. I'm looking forward to next Wednesday night.
Yeah. It's about time we punch through that wall. We get that first playoff win. We've been knocking on that door for a few years now in a row, and it's the Blue Demons. It's time for them to take that next step and really grow and mature as a team and a program.
Now, just a reminder to everyone, their map says 13 stops. We only are going to 10 this year. 10 stops, so the 10th will be the final stop, and something's in the air. This place brews their own. And I know now they know where they're going. It's where Johnny's already been. The stalker left me hanging. He was all among us. He took away the pizza tonight.
Yes.
Here comes the handoff by the Rockets and fighting forward. Boy, the defense, no let up, Christian. They're still going at it hard.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's physical. I mean, got some backups in there coming in. And it's their time. It's their time to show. And I think that's exactly what they're doing right now.
And you talk about that, Christian. I'm looking at my stat sheet here. We've got six games here so far where the team's not scored more than one touchdown on us, touchdown or less. And this team wants to keep that to that again, at least one touchdown, if not to shut them out. So there's still a lot of pride. Go 7 out of the 9 ball games. That'd be quite a feat.
And here is a miss handle on the snap, and now be right inside there to come up with it, and it is going to be a turnover. All turnovers brought to you by River Life Family Worship Center. When you're looking for a turnover in your life, join them at the River. River Life Family Worship Center every Sunday morning, 9:30. And Dan, that was another ton of brick hits. I didn't see who it came from because
I thought Brendan Bassett was the one coming up late out of there, coming under with that ball maybe. I know he was kind of been playing inside. He's very, very quick. But yeah, boy, that almost looked like the quarterback was wanting to take a knee on the play. It was such a weird looking play. It snapped and didn't come into hands. Nice little turnover. And again, we're getting a lot of subs in here for the Blue Demons on offense. I see my personal favorite, Trevor Blackford, in there playing on offense. Sophomore coming in and getting some chance to really get some plays in here. Case Szczynski's at center. Got Hunter McInnish is getting in there, and he's been in there off and on throughout the year. So just I'm trying to get all these names and numbers as soon as I see them.
Here comes a quick handoff. Running straight ahead, Ryan Sarver still fighting for it. Oh, just moves the whole line of black jerseys.
Sarge.
Is that Sargent?
That's Sarge.
Oh, my gosh.
Palace lead blocking for him.
Wow.
And what I like, did you see that, folks? He's helping two different guys up off the ground. Alex Schultz he goes up, plays hard, but he's not being personal or mean. I've seen him do that. He's helped guys up off the field. These are the other team now. He's helping them up off the field after they've tried to tackle him and tear him down. And, he's out playing. He understands the game and is just go out and play.
34-0 Albia, 6:30 to go here in the ball game. And Albie with the football into Rocket territory. Again, here's Sargent. Met in the backfield. Spins away from the guy. Gets away from it. Nearly got that open.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. T, he met that defender head on. And that was a tough-minded defensive play by the Rockets. He got rid of that one. And, boy, he just about took that to the house.
I tell you what, man. If you're going to try and tackle Alex, you're going to have to pack a lunch. I guarantee it.
Yeah, talking about lunch. Are you hungry? Because I didn't get you pizza.
I'm kind of full.
I'm hungry.
That's
great.
Ridiculous.
Nice one, T.
Albie with the football, 5:50 to go here. Great time. Riley Leshen, Maddie Persons, Allie Eugen, and McKenna Ross got pulled over on the first stop of the scavenger hunt.
Well, you should have had one of your parents drive. I mean, that'll get you pulled over every time, girls.
Lori, there's a big time hit, a loss on the play. Wow. And I think Matt Baker caught in the backfield, lost a good defensive job by the Rockets.
That's again, we got our young guys in there, which are just doing great. They've worked hard all year, and they deserve their chance here. That's just a good job by the Eddyville team. Blake defense, stepping up and putting pressure in there. What you got?
I think John had baited the our great Sheriff's Department and Police Department, because here's another one. Lori Eugen got pulled over in the first 4 minutes. I beg you, don't take it out John Flattery's misbehavior on our great listening audience, because
third down and 13 play, Alex Schultz takes it up the left side. He only picks up that spot. I thought they were going to pull it back, he picked up about 5 yards, brings up a 4th and 9 situation.
I thought Albie might try a field goal here just to kind of get some range. Not to rump the score, but just to try some range here. 4:40 to go, 34-0, probably with a 34-0 lead.
That's a mood if you try that.
You never know. Have you seen him kick the ball?
Yeah. No, he, it's not without possibility. And in playoffs, you might need that. We'll get the punt here, and then we'll go back to the studio here in just a second and get some scoring updates here after this Blue Demon punt. Luke Sarver stands at the Rockets' 46-yard line.
All right.
They are letting the clock run down. I think they're wanting to take a penalty.
Yeah, they'll take the penalty. Let's get a quick scoring update. Jay Mill back on the big board.
All right, we've hidden several, I think eight of the red koozies just around town in public places. And believe it or not, I believe four of them have been turned in so far. Good job, guys. There's two locations still on North 3rd. There's two locations on Benton Avenue, and there's one just off Highway 137. These are public locations. Two locations on North 3rd, two on Benton, and one off Highway 137. Quick scoring update for you. Real quick, Mount Air has taken a big lead. Go ahead, guys. Go ahead.
Gee,
man. Oh, I'm sorry, Joe. I didn't know we were on. That was our
the punt, and is filled it inside the five-yard line, and another big-time Tenebrick hits right there, and that was Sarver, I believe. Oh, unbelievable.
So, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Joe.
No, that's all right. We want to not miss any of the action. Iowa City Regina is up on Sigourney Kyoto now, 19-0. And a final here is Van Buren has beaten Danville. Also, another final is Mount Air has beaten Pella Christian. Their finals are coming in. Pella now leads Winterset 27-7. Oskaloosa and Knoxville are tied at 6. We'll keep an eye on that one. We'll get back to you guys live.
Alpia's defense has been exceptionally stingy, and now the Rockets with their back against the wall. And, Christian, like we talked about last week, this defense is licking their lips at the chance to get a safety or a turnover.
That's right. The offense is scoring all the points here. I think the defense wants a chance to score right here. Show Bowen off and maybe do some dancing in the end zone.
Alpia Brewing Company, our final stop tonight. And to get over there and pizza sandwiches, they brew their own brew, and of course they provide. Here's a fumble on the place, loose. T, you're right along the way. Can you see who's got it?
Blue ball, I think.
Right away. But what, just great pressure, great hit right at the point of the snap of the ball.
And it is a turnover. All turnovers brought to you by River Life Family Worship Center. When you're looking for a turnover in your life, join him at the River. River Life Family Worship Center every Sunday morning, 9:30. And that is another turnover. And this defense, guys, I'll tell you what, Jimmy, they have just played lights out. And this offense comes out, they're going to have a chance to put more points up on the board. But let's don't lose track of the way this defense has played.
Oh, they got there, brother. Red zone style. Here we go.
Now, guys.
Not now, Jay. You missed your opportunity.
This red zone play is brought to you by GP Insurance. See Eric Powers for your Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance needs.
Here's a handoff running straight ahead and being brought down inside the five-yard line, close to 3 or 4 yard line. Didn't see who that was. No. New back.
Matt Baker.
Matt Baker, tailback, yeah.
Albie with a 34-0 lead here. Final 3:30 to go in the ball game again. Albie looking like it's going to make history tonight. Already four straight trips to the playoff stand, but to have a chance now to close this out and go undefeated.
How about this? Coach Staten will be the winningest coach in Albie High School history, is what we were told earlier. We'll have the most wins of any tenured coach in Albie history.
Here's a run. There's the middle. Alex Schultz. Touchdown. Christian Pallas on the prowess. Touchdown, Albie. Christian Pallas with the touchdown. Santa Piercebacher Funeral Home. Touchdown. And Albie now out in front 40-0. And how about that? Boy, you really, guys, over and over again we talk about it. You change the guy in the backfield, you change the guy on the line, and you see little different. Love the airplane reference from Clarence.
Now, I didn't know if anyone would catch that. Good job.
That's good. That's good.
Roger. What's your vector, excuse me. Yeah.
Go Big Blue from Logan and Scott Cadell. Score some more.
I picked the wrong weekend to stop sniffing glue.
I don't think you did. Shirley. Here's the counter reverse again, and trying to go to the right side. Does a good job, but boy, that defense is there to swallow up in a hurry. That shows off the quickness. He had the corner turn, guys. Albie slowed him down just enough, but see, that wall of white jerseys made up so much room in such a hurry.
I mean, oh my goodness. They're not wearing blue today, but it's like I said earlier, a blue ocean coming down, swarming up the other team, and they're just gobbling them out.
You know, we did get over that 35-point mark with that last touchdown, so that certainly gets that continuous clock here to finish this game. So that'll make this game short really quick here with a minute 40 in the contest here. Alex Schultz is checked in as the middle linebacker, so there's your reserve linebacker, all-district, all-state last year as a reserve.
Here comes a handoff running over the right side. I'll be trying to pitch a shutout here, 41-0, 1:35 to go. I want to give a big shout-out to my favorite Uncle Mark from Victorville, California. Hello, Mark.
I wondered if they were going to be on tonight.
Yeah, well, you knew they would
be, man.
I'll tell you
what.
That was so awesome. Yeah. What a great guy. Yeah. You know, and
it got cold and they left.
They are very smart. I could tell you were a smart man and good decision. I'd be at Monterey Bay if I was you right now. Of course, with my KIC Thunder app or the radio.
Yeah, I'd love
probably
to see
the app in California.
Yeah. Hey, the Rockets still coming up. Under a minute to play. Clock continues to run. Handoff up the middle. Nothing to little room on there on the third down play. Met there at the line of scrimmage, so that'll bring up fourth down. With the clock continue run, Eddieville will have to get off one more play before the game clock will expire.
Dan, this what a great night. What a way to finish the season, 41-0. And we're going to talk about this offense, but I'll tell you what, this defense has been so stinking good all year long.
It's the second shutout. It's the seventh time this season where a team has not scored a touchdown or a touchdown or less. And we've only had two games where teams have scored more than that. Bondurant Farrar, which is obviously a very good team, and then Davis County, which played a phenomenal game against us.
11 seconds to go. Final play of the ball game. Rockets. And a handoff met in the backfield and brought down. A loss on the play. And Albia is going to get the win and remain undefeated. Rocket fans, do not hang your head, and I know you won't, because this is a very good Rocket football team, Dan. They came off of four straight wins, real dramatic wins. They play in one of the toughest 1A divisions. Yeah. It's not even close, folks. We have Iowa City, Regina, and you have Wilton's and Wapello.
Wilton's are only two losses. They're in Regina.
You have West Branch in there. Yeah. Sigourney, Kyoto. These are teams that have won state championships, and they're all crunched inside this this 1A district. So, Rockets, you have a lot to look forward to. As you go into the playoffs, but it is celebration time for Albion.
9-0.
A historic season. We called it, and the gong does go off now, yes. Johnny. You let that thing ring, but just quit using the stinking corn can. We don't want that damage. But
wonder if I'm supposed to be up here.
Geez. Celebration time, Blue Demon Nation. Albia with an undefeated season. And Jimmy, Big T, and C along the way. You can see the team come along and greet their Blue Demon fans. And why not have one more rendition of the Albia fight song?
Yeah. We still have a few seconds here before the other comment I was going to make, too. You know, a really good win when you talk about your All-State quarterback, four-year starter, not playing tonight. You know, Brett Leshen, Brett the Jet, just does so many wonderful things. And so what an outstanding performance by the Blue Demons.
Let's go along the way, and the Albia football team will sing the Albia fight song. And that is the sound of a jubilant football team and the crowd behind them, a jubilant football program. Undefeated goes Albia on the season. And, Dan, I was going to say before they started saying to us that there was a lot of pressure put on this team.
Oh, yeah.
The expectation, we'll see. Jimmy across the way, what's going on over there?
I don't know, but I'm excited. Just hold on.
It's Bear's birthday.
It's Bear's birthday.
Bear's birthday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's Coach's birthday. I love it.
Why not?
Happy birthday to
Why not?
You. Happy birthday, dear Coach Bear. Happy birthday to you.
I think our choir director will be pretty happy with the sound of that. All right, what we're going to do, we want to invite everyone to join this football team on the square tonight as the team will be coming back to town, and we want to send them off with a big celebration. I don't think the fire trucks, no. Just as they come to town, they're encouraging people maybe to line up at the school
right.
or as they come into town and welcome back
style.
Home.
You bet.
Yep.
Because, again, folks, 9-0 never has happened in our history. And so that's, you know, it's just pretty special to see.
You look at what we've had to go through to get there, Dan.
Six playoff-bound teams.
Yes.
Six teams that should go to the playoffs. You know, I think Centerville's going to get in it. And, you know, it just you can't say enough about the quality opponents that we've faced. And to become through that 9-0 is very impressive. It's not the easiest thing to do.
Well, this is a very good Rocket football team, a tough place. Jimmy, this is one tough place to play. This is a tough football team that Albia faced tonight. But that tells you the toughness of our own football team to get a win and to do it with a shutout.
You know, Jason, I got to give props to the Eddieville Pittsburgh team. Like I told you, man, I love football. I love football. And tonight was a lot of hitting. I'm talking a lot. Hard hitting, and you know, let's give them. I know the scoreboard don't show it, you know, and it's a sad loss for them, but you know, and a great big win for us because you know, we just made history big. Just made history. We were part of it. I was live in action 3D in the middle of that right there.
Team, you know, as I was telling you, the expectations this team had, and it's been there for a long time. We can go back to the days that we stood on that track with this group of kids, and we've come off of fifth and sixth grade undefeated seasons, and they knew when we talked to them in that locker room, I'll never forget. You know, we talked about them changing the face of Albia football forever. And an opportunity to do something very special. And it was a beginning there, but the goal wasn't to finish their football season on the outside. It was to finish it on the inside of a football stadium inside the dome. And they've carried that burden for some time. And to finish the season undefeated with all those expectations, that's not only physical, that's guts.
That's way mental, you know. I mean, it's just the old saying, you know, it's like I told you so, you know, and we told them. You know, just like you said, I mean, we stood in that locker room and said, you know, you guys can do something special. And I tell you what, 9-0, that's pretty special. And, you know, these guys got it. You know, they've got not only the talent, but the will, the desire to do what they're doing. So, I mean, it's awesome.
An expectation of success. And Coach Jeff Staten texted in. He texted his pitcher and wanted to borrow Alex Schultz. We know that's not going to happen. But he said, we believe. And he brought that football down from the dome, Dan, before the season began. And everyone believes. Now the celebration can't end here. You can't take... And you need to celebrate this moment, but you can't get lost in this moment. You got to continue to focus on the most important game, and that is the very next one.
Oh, it is. You know, it's a short turnaround. Tomorrow begins Monday of the week. You know, even though it's Saturday, they're going to treat it as a Monday. They're getting ready to prep for the playoff game on Wednesday. The Wise Muscatine is going to come into Albia. They're going to be ready to play. They come in also from a very, very tough district when you're looking at Mediapolis, Mid-Prairie, Wellman, West Liberty, the Wise Muscatine. You know, they're just perennially tough, tough teams, and so we know we're going to have our hands full. We've seen that the last couple of years, having West Liberty both years. The teams coming out of that district are tough, and they're going to be ready to roll.
Well, we're going to take a quick timeout. As everyone starts to pull out here, we're going to give you a show to ride home with. And we'll talk about this big contest and shape things up and set things up for the locker room show and our first trip to the playoffs when we come back to Friday Night Lights, Bleeding with Football.
Blood sport arrows tipped with rages, or maybe you have a Parker crossbow, all ready to go. You showered with dead downwind, washed your clothes and execute, and when the cold wind blows, you will have your heater bodysuit to keep you warm while you wait for that buck to wander down the trail under your tree stand to the lure of Mrs. Dopey. Your license and tag are in your pocket, cell phone on silent, grunt tube around your neck, and nose jammer for your cover scent. All your preparations done, and your hunt is about to begin. You have supplied the determination and the patience, and Bluff Creek Archery has supplied everything else, your go-to place for all your hunting needs.
The BPX 9000 bale processor from Vermeer is simple, durable, and versatile. And in a winter with short feed supplies, it gives you an easy way to stretch your hay supply and better control how much hay you're feeding. The BPX 9000 blows away dust and mold, making the hay more palatable for your cattle. And the optional scale kit helps you to control feed intake in your herd. Process what you want, when you want, and stretch your hay supply further this year with the BPX 9000 bale processor from Vermeer, found at Bowser Equipment Incorporated in Albia. Call 641-932-7838 today.
This is Tim from Big T Auto Credit, and I often get asked, what does the T stand for? The T stands for trust. Good credit, bad credit, no credit, you can trust that we have the right car, truck, van, or SUV for you. It also stands for team. Just like the Blue Demons and Lady D's, our team strives to get better each and every day. And touchdowns. You can score a great deal with in-house financing at Big T Auto Credit. So come see us at Big T Auto Credit, 401 East Main, Knoxville, Iowa.
More and more people of all ages are turning to chiropractic health care. There's a reason for that, and a doctor who can help you find out for yourself just how much chiropractic health care can improve your life. That doctor is Dr. Matt Sarver of Chiropractic Health Care of Albia at 909 South Clinton Street. No matter your age, Dr. Sarver can diagnose and treat common spinal misalignments that can occur from lifestyle or injury, which cause you pain and discomfort. Contact Dr. Matt Sarver at 932-2939 or stop by today.
This is TV 13's Keith Murphy. Let's get back to Friday Night Lights on Fonder Country.
Murphy just said Fonder Country?
I know, Andy. That's the way you say it.
I think it's Thunder Country.
Fonder! It sounds bigger, and this is a big show.
This is Southern Iowa, and I think they talk more like Coulter Ray down there. Thunder.
Let's just get back to the show. Here's Jason, Dan, and Big T.
Historic night tonight. Albia gets the big win, 41-0 over the Rockets, and they have sealed the deal on a perfect season and do it in historic size and manner. Tonight, also making history is Coach Staten becoming the winningest coach in Albia history. And Dan, there's a pretty good company. Coach Casebolt, what an outstanding coach he was. But you
Gary
think
Gravert,
about
the,
oh
the
yeah, long longevity by Coach Gravert, and he had some really good teams. And you look back and you see the historic moments in Albia football.
Yeah.
You know, there's been a lot of good football in Albia. None better than this season. Undefeated are the Blue Demons. And Christian, you know, you played on this team a year ago. You know the expectations you guys had and the expectations that were continued to be built in this program. And it sometimes can be a lot on a player to have to carry.
Yeah, I mean, our expectation is just giving it our best each and every night. Doesn't matter what opponent is or who we face, even in practice, giving it our best in practice. Because if you don't give it your best, no matter where you're at, you're not going to live up to your expectations. So giving it your best and going out as hard as you can for 48 minutes like you just saw out there each and every game so far this year, good things happen. And that's what Coach Staten has brought to this program, and the belief. And we bonded together, and we're starting to believe as a team. And now we're seeing bigger results each and every year. It's going to keep on going. It's going to keep on going.
You talk about not just this year, Dan. The depth of the program is building, and the expectations of the kids are building. And that's something I know they're not just thinking about now. But you're building a foundation for something that will stand. And this is a very good football team. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. This is the team that has the expectations on it. But when you get teams like this and the teams that Albia have had over the last several years, you start to build that consistency. Now the expectation is different. It becomes the standard. Getting to the playoffs is the standard. The next standard it has to take place this year is getting to the second round.
Right.
And you know they're not going to be satisfied with that. That is not the goal. But you keep moving that bar higher and higher, and it becomes the expectation of the next generation to come.
Well, that's absolutely true. You know, and we've heard the players, especially the seniors this year, all of them talk about it. And one I vividly remember is Griffin Osing talking about his legacy and wanting to see these teams continue to be good year in and year out. You know, and we've got right here, just got two kids that just jumped in here, my son Carson and his friend Gage Wilson in here. You know, and these are or seventh graders who that's what they know now. You know, they've seen as they've grown up here playing a tackle or flag football, going to the youth program, now into junior high. They've just seen the varsity get better and better. And so their expectation is that's what Albia football is. And so they're going to work hard because they don't want to disappoint those big brothers they're seeing on the field right now. They come to the game, support them every time. You know, all these young Blue Demons out here, they're just they're going to want to strive to be as good, if not better, and keep raising that bar. And that's what this group, the last several years, these groups have been working towards. They continue to elevate that bar, and it is for right now. The, you know, we can talk about a lot of grandiose ideas. Right now, it first means we got to win a playoff game, and that's huge.
Absolutely, but Jimmy, you know, Coach, he sounds like cliches, but he lives by those things. You see him in his interviews. You're pumped and excited and feeling the adrenaline, and he's calm, cool, and collected, and he's talking about the next play.
That's what amazes me is that, you know, I get so psyched up and look at him, and I know inside he probably is. You know, he's been around this so long that, I mean, it's just another game to him. You know what I'm saying? We all say a big game. Well, the game is the big game, and you're playing each other, and I have a hard time figuring that out. I'm thinking that doesn't make sense to me, but it works. And, you know, just the guy is so darn smart, and you can just see it when you talk to him, the things he says to me and, you know, and to the people that are listening. You know, it's just like, wow. That's awesome. So, well, yeah, love him.
He his program, he and Christian, you know this, you've read Frosty Westring's book, but he's learned and been under one of the best, a guy that his coaching style has been sought after by the great coaches, you know, Coach Westring, and you've read his book, and he's an outstanding guy, and that's who Coach Dayton's cut his teeth with.
Yes, that's right, and in that book you find all of what Coach Dayton has to say, the blue car method. And it compares to the blue car and the red car. The red car is a comparison game. And that's when you look at the other opponent and say, hey, we're better than them. Or, hey, we're not as good as them. We're not going to play to that expectation. But with this blue car program that he's built inside of us, it doesn't matter. We're not looking at the other team. We're looking at ourselves, seeing things that we can improve on, giving it our best, and going out there each and every play to do our best. And once you master that, good things happen.
Hey, let's get Pat Powers here real quick, Dan. I'm going to get the headset on him. Pat, the voice of the Rockets, the distinctive voice of the Rockets. Pat, well, we know Rocket Nation is not happy with their outcome tonight. I can't tell you, I can tell you over and over again that you have a really good football team. You've seen it. Four straight wins in dramatic style and one of the absolute most difficult districts. You know, if you're going to say, well, let's put the most difficult teams together and throw them in one district, I think they found a way to do it and they put it in yours.
Well, Jeff and I talked about this. You know, we lose to the number one rated team, Iowa City Regina. Then the next week you get hit in the mouth by number four rated Wilton Beavers. That was a hard 1-2 punch to come back from, but the kids were very, very resilient. They came back with that victory against Wapello, and then the shutout to Sigourney and Kyoto, which we have had trouble with quite a little bit for several years, and then the dramatic victory against West Branch, never beaten them before, and scoring three touchdowns in the final quarter to win 18-14. We had a lot of momentum, and then we lost it, and I told Jeff, I think the turning point of the game was that touchdown right before halftime. A nice pass from Sarver to Hugan, hit him at the back of the end zone, and from then on, it was downhill from there.
Well, you know, tonight's game had nothing to do with the outcomes of the seasons in terms of what the guys are going to go into the postseason, and I think both teams kind of felt that. You know, you don't want to get banged up tonight, really, but you can't stop this rivalry, and you know, it's short-lived. It didn't exist when I was in school. But this rivalry, this short-lived rivalry, has become a deep rivalry.
Yeah, very much so. And, you know, the ball game last year, Albia was able to get two touchdowns and two extra points to make that 14. Rockets were able to get two touchdowns, but they couldn't convert the PAT, and that's how it ended up 14-12 last year. And it was a sloppy field, and from there you think, well, I'd like to see if it was a nice field, if it was a evenly matched there. But the Rockets put up a nice fight last year, and then tonight in the third quarter it was all Albia, and they flexed their muscles, especially with Schultz running. I don't know how many yards he had on the night, but Okay, 207 yards. Holy moly, that was a lot of yards by him. And hats off to the offensive line of Albia as they were able to pave his way for a lot of the carries tonight.
Well, we can stop kind of cheering against each other here for a moment and move on to cheering for each other like we've been doing all season long, and talk about what's in store for you guys on Wednesday night.
Well, Wednesday night, Jeff and Travis Stout are going to travel up to Guttenberg, Iowa. And if you don't know anything about Guttenberg, Iowa, they are in the northeast corner of their district. We're in the southwest corner of our district. So, consequently, it's going to be about a four-hour trip via bus, and it's just not going to be conducive. They're going to take a charter bus, in fact, up to that ball game, and school's going to get out at 1 o'clock on Wednesday. Yeah, Thursday is going to be the tough day of school coming back. If those kids make it to that ball game, of course, they enlist Jeff on KIIC.3 and catch all the action right there, live streamed through KIIC Thunder Country.
Well, hey, we really appreciate you stopping by, and we are wishing you the very, very best. Wednesday night, you got another group of Rocket fans that'll be in the broadcast booth up in Albion, and we'll be keeping our ears to what's going on Friday.
Very much to you as well against Loaiza Muscatine. They'll be coming to town, but with the platoon team that Albia has, they should make a decent run through the postseason.
Well, thanks so much, Pat Powers of Voice of the Rockets. And Jimmy, I'll tell you what, buddy, 207 yards out of Schultz, he talked about that touchdown at the end, but that was a difference maker, gave Albia a nice cushion going into the halftime break. But Sergeant Schultz in that latter part of the second quarter when they started to hit him up the middle, that was a tide that turned for the Blue Demons.
I am just so impressed with that individual. You know, the Sarge was in charge, and, you know, just the way he does it. He does it so classy, Jason. He comes off, and he's just smiling. You know, that's the blessing for me being on the sideline. I got to see their face, the way they react to the situation. He comes off just a smiling. He knows he's got it, you know what I'm saying? But the thing about it I like about him is he makes sure he goes over to his lineman, and he pats them all and lets them know, you know, thank you, thank you, thank you. He knows that if we don't win the trenches, he can't get through them. Well, I shouldn't say that because I tell you what, there's been times where, you know, the trench was lost, and all of a sudden, where's he? Here he comes. And there goes the Sarge.
No, he absolutely ran over. He ran around, and then he hurtled over Rocket defenders. I want to give a shout-out to the moms. The moms are texting in that they'd like for everyone to, as they go back to Albia, join Line the Streets as the team comes and drives into the high school and bring the boys back in style.
The high school parking lot.
And they'll be driving into the back of the high school parking lot, so you can line the streets there and greet the guys as they come back and honk and let them know how much you appreciate their effort. And there was a whole bunch of people down here. You know, there's a lot of people out on the treasure hunt. Thanks to all those and great sponsors. But the number of people who showed up tonight to support the Blue Demons, you knew it was going to happen. Yeah. And a little chilly in the air, too. So they had to survive a little bit of a chill.
It is. But, you know, the concept of going 9-0 and something, seeing history, you know, we've all of us, we've been around this program all our lives. That's what we've known. None of us have seen this. You know, this is the first of many great firsts for this team. You know, they're going to be the first group that all 4 years of their high school career they've gone to the playoffs. You know, that whether they've been on the varsity squad or not, that their whole 4 years of high school they've seen it go through. You know, the first to win 9 games, you know, and hopefully 14 is the number we're shooting for. And, you know, really a lot of things for this team to accomplish. They've achieved a few of their goals now. You know, these boys have had a lot of them. They've got a couple of them achieved. There's a few more they want to go get, and it starts with that first win next week.
Well, lots to talk about tonight. Of course, a lot of teams deciding their fate on whether or not they make the postseason, and we're going to get all those scores from tonight in our locker room show brought to you by Summers Insurance. But before we wrap it up here, guys, it's going to be a short week here for the Blue Demons. They'll start their Monday workout, I believe, tomorrow.
Yep.
And so they actually go into their routine and make it Saturday, Monday. And I know Coach will talk about that tomorrow morning in the coach's corner. We've got to get our impact player of the game courtesy of the Eagles Club.
Yeah, there are lots of good ones. You know, it's real easy for me to look at, you know, when you're pounding through there, that Alex Schultz is just continues to impress, that 200 yards. You know, Carter Isley, I'm thoroughly impressed seeing him, first time getting to see him in the red, white, and blue of Blue Demons. Thoroughly impressed with his effort out there tonight. You know, he's a leading tackler for the Blue Demon squad. His first game out, you know, he's got 13 total tackles. You know, Ryan Sarver had 8. You know, so they're leading the way for that Blue Demon squad. But that's a tough call. You know, Luke Sarver did an admirable job filling in for Brett Leshen, who's banged up, you know. I think you got to go Schultz. That's my vote.
I don't think I can disagree. What about you, Jimmy?
Well, I don't disagree. I'm like, Dan, man. Yeah. You know, Dan's like, you know, Carter Isaac, man. That dude, you know.
He's special.
I got to lay it there, brother, because I didn't know the kid. Yeah, I mean, I know him. Yeah. I mean, so he comes out there, you know, here he's a big, you know, opportunity, and he did it. Yeah. I mean, just did it and did it very, 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 very well. So, you know, my props goes to him, you know.
All right, so short turnaround, guys. What do you think Abby has to do here while we get you on the air before we go to the locker room show? What's those the keys to a big next Wednesday night?
First of all,
you got to
keep head cool. You got to keep calm, and you got to be focused, ready to go from the get go. And offense line needs to keep firing out low and hard. And if you do that, I think good things are going to happen on the ground, and then that opens up the passing attack that we've been seeing with Brett Lushen and Zach Hugan all year.
You know, I agree with Christian. The thing is, you know, you don't want to be over intense. You don't want to go in there and go with, you know, a complete, you know, that we're going to dominate or whatever. You got to be conservative, but also, listen, you have to know that you're here for a reason. And you went 9-0 for a reason. You didn't play an easy conference here either, guys. I mean, I know people say, well, you played easy teams. Oh. I disagree. Man, even like tonight, I'm telling you, we played a team that hit and hit hard. I thank God we played them going in. You know why? Because now we know a battle's on. And this even gets tougher, you know? So, I mean, I just think going there, be smart, and just do what you know. At Coach Dayton, relaxed. I mean, just, you know you're good. You know you're there for a reason. You earned it. You got the respect. Now just keep going with it.
You know, you talk about it. Six of the teams we face are playoff bound.
Yeah.
We won them all. You know, they're including tonight's team. You know, they're
a Rocket team that shut out Sigourney and plays in the toughest district in all of football. Iowa City Regina may be the best team in the entire state.
Yeah.
And
they played them very well.
Yeah.
That wasn't a big blowout by any means.
This is a physical football team. Yeah. The hits that were put on tonight by the Rockets. And Jimmy's absolutely right, Dan. You need this kind of test. You got you got your district championship won. The final game had been a non-rival. It had been somebody was just a no-name, somebody you didn't want to, you know, have to line up against. You wouldn't have got the same results in terms of getting you better for Wednesday night, which is the most important night.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. And it's a very good test coming in because this is a team I think that's going to hit just as hard, Loaiza Muscatine is, as we saw tonight. Our boys have got to be ready. It's going to be cool. You know, we're going to have the weather to worry about. It's home, so that's a big plus for us to be able to come home. You know, and they know now that they've gone through the battle of 9 wins, which is great. Again, they can't take that away. They'll always have that, but that's not the last step. You know, that's that you can't sit back and just say, hey, cool, look at us. We're 9-0. And they know that. These guys are just so smart. Those seniors are great leaders. They're going to make sure the rest of the team's in check and that we got to go out and take care of business. And it starts, you know, on Wednesday. And I fully expect them to come out firing on all cylinders. Schultz, you know, has only got half a season, and you know he wants to play. Carter Isaac, we saw it. I mean, the kid's been just salivating for weeks, wanting to get cleared medically. Finally gets it, and he didn't disappoint. You know, and that's that. You keep talking sharks in the water on defense. You know, once you get one of those sharks going, the rest of them, you know, Blake Lawless isn't going to let Carter Isaac get all the credit. He's going to hop in there. You know, Ryan Sarver's not going to let. You know, they feed off each other.
They want to get them some, as Jimmy
says.
And, you know, speaking of getting you some, I haven't heard the gong for a while. John Flattery, you can come out of the First Christian Church bell tower,
guys?
Buddy. You,
yeah.
No. Now it's time to get down, buddy. It's time to go. The team and the parents want you to know that they're meeting and greeting the team, and they come back at the front of the school.
Back of
the. No, I don't know. I've got parents texting me, and so I don't know. And I don't know who they are because they don't put their names in. But my indication is so just get to the school.
Yeah.
It's a small enough campus. You'll figure it out.
Move around.
Look for a big yellow bus, not the little bus. That's the one that Jimmy and T take.
Hey, he's not here to defend himself.
Like it like that. All right, well, I want to send a big shout out to all of the Treasure Hunt sponsors tonight. A big thank you to them as we worked our way around Albia tonight on the Scoop and Loop Treasure Hunt. A big thank you to Senate Pierce Macker Funeral Home, Hy-Vee, First Iowa State Bank, Hardee's, Jim and Charlie's, Wash and Go, The Cutting Edge, White Buffalo, Summers Insurance, and Albury Brewing Company. And tomorrow morning we'll draw from some lucky winner who finished that Treasure Hunt all 10 stops, and they will win an amazing prize package, including tickets to Keith Urban. The night's just young as we head back to Albia. We're going to send it back to the Friday Night Lights studio. Jay Mill back on the board as we turn out Blue Demon football. We turn to Friday Night Lights and the locker room show. Back to the Friday Night Light big board. Jay Mill, take it away.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. And we look forward to seeing you back here in the studio soon because we've got to figure out all these playoff games as the lights are going to be burning late tonight in Boone at the Iowa High School Athletic Association. And a lot of these games we'll know about here soon, but some we might take a little while. But I know you gentlemen can help us get it all figured out. So head on back here to the studio, and we'll get underway here. And in the meantime, we're going to get you all caught up on all the scores, including an interesting one over in Sherritt. In fact, we may jip that one, and broadcast term for join in progress, because we've got a couple close games going on right now on some of our streams. Again, congratulations. Albie has gone 9-0 with a 41-0 victory over Eddyville Blakesburg tonight. And let's get you all caught up on all the scores right now. Come on. All right, taking a look at the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board. Albia wins tonight 41-0, and they will advance and play at home on Wednesday against Loaiza Muscatine, most likely. Sheraton, it's been tied until just a few seconds ago. Sheraton has led all game, but it came back and was close. It was tied at 28-all with Fairfield. Now Sheraton has just scored. It's now 34-28, Sheraton. We may be joining that ball game in progress here in just a little bit to finish out that one. Again, Sheraton 34, Fairfield 28, about 5 minutes left in that ballgame at Reynolds Field. Wayne loses, is losing in the fourth quarter tonight to HLV of Victor. Current score is HLV of Victor 38, Wayne 30. Iowa City Regina takes care of Sigourney Keogh tonight. It wasn't by any impressive fashion, but Iowa City Regina wins 19-0. That is a final. Also, in another final, and on our stream number 7, BGM of Brooklyn beats Pekin tonight 19-7. BGM, the number one team in the state of Iowa in Class 1A. It was North Mahaska ranking up 72 points tonight. The Warhawks probably haven't scored 72 points all season in all games combined, but they rack up 72 against Southeast Warren tonight. It was 72-28 over Southeast Warren. That is a final. Also, a game that was close until just a couple of minutes ago. Davis County was within 3 to CMB of Baxter, but now Baxter has just scored again. It's now CMB of Baxter 31, Davis County 21. That is late in the fourth quarter, about 2 minutes left in that one. Bondurant-Farrar in a final over PCM of Monroe, 28-21. Bondurant-Farrar again winning that one 28-21, second place finisher in District 6, Class 2A. And we're looking for a Grinnell-South Tama County score. If you have a Grinnell-South Tama County score, give it to us here at the studio, 932-2112, 932-2112. Linville-Sully with a victory tonight over Montezuma. Montezuma on a 3-game losing skid after starting out of the block 6-0. They've lost the last 3. Linville-Sully 28, Montezuma nothing. That's a final. Mount Air 35-7, victors over Pella Christian tonight. 35-7 is the final. Mount Air beating Pella Christian tonight. And it was Danville losing to Van Buren tonight. Van Buren getting things back on track this season with another victory tonight, 44-8. Pleasantville with a big win over English Valleys, 48-14. And it was Washington over the Big Red of Centerville, 49-3. And a couple of cellar dwellers with Clark and I-35 of Truro meeting up tonight. At the last report at halftime, it was I-35 ahead of Clark, 32-14. That game at Truro. A couple other scores here for you. Mediapolis in a final over Loaiza Muscatine, 35-20. Albia's likely next opponent. And it was a 51-6 game as Williamsburg beats up on Mount Pleasant, 51-6. That's a final. Another final here. West Branch wins tonight over Cardinal of Eldon, 47-0. And it was Melchior Dallas with a victory over Meskwaki Settlement, 14-0. Actually, that one was the last report we had at around halftime. Melchior Dallas, 14. Meskwaki Settlement, 0. Ames on top of Johnston in a final, 41-7. And it was Indianola 14, Des Moines Lincoln 6 in a final. Indianola wins that one. And Oskaloosa has begun to pull away from Knoxville late tonight here, 34-12, late in the fourth quarter. Again, Oski, the Indians on the road tonight against that I-formation Knoxville Panther squad, converting from the spread offense. They now, again, lead Knoxville 34-12. Knoxville will not win a game all season as they continue to rebuild their program. Mid-Prairie-Wellman at the halftime break was leading West Liberty at last report, 23-10. And it was Des Moines Hoover on top of Ottumwa at last report in the fourth quarter, 31-15. Some other scores here of local interest. Pella will remain unbeaten all season as it looks like they are out to a win here against Winterset. At last report in the fourth quarter, they were winning 37-7 over Winterset. And it was Carlisle down to Norwalk by about 10. It was 32-21, Norwalk on top of Carlisle in the fourth quarter. Also, a Twin Cedars over Tri-County tonight. Twin Cedars 62, Tri-County 12. Congratulations to Aaron Ospa's Twin Cedars squad. Again, a victor tonight, 62-12. Moravia beats Seymour tonight, but that was by forfeit. Seymour forfeits, so Moravia gets the victory tonight. New Hampton wins over Waukon, 19-14. A last report, Keokuk was beating Fort Madison at the halftime break. Keokuk 21, Fort Madison 0. All right, a couple of updates here for you. Once again, Sheraton in late in the game here, late in the fourth quarter. Sheraton has gone back out on top here, 34-28. We may join that one in progress here in a little bit. And Davis County is losing to CMB of Baxter, 31-21. I'm looking to see if the big board is going to get a new refresh here. Yeah, it is. Norwalk has scored on Carlisle, but Carlisle has also scored. It's 33-28. And is that one final, guys? Okay, they're saying no, that one's not final, but 33 for Norwalk, Carlisle 28 late in the fourth quarter. Also a final here, Wayne has gotten beaten by HLV of Victor, 38-30. Again, HLV of Victor getting beat. Excuse me, HLV of Victor beating Wayne, I should say, 38-30. All right, when we come back, we may join a little bit of that last game in progress, Sheraton-Fairfield. It's close at the end. Sheraton looking to end their season tonight with a victory and hopefully carry some momentum on to the 2014 season. And we'll be back with more Friday Night Lights right after this on Thunder Country, KIIC.
After 12 years of working out of our home, we decided to kick my mother, Leslie Goodlow, and the girls, Dara May and Cindy Stafford, to the curb. That curb is located at 20 Washington Avenue East, otherwise known as the Cutting Edge, with services including perms, pedicures, cuts, colors, wigs, waxings, extensions, and manicures. Available 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 3 on with Saturday nothing. With appointments nice early or later available tonight. Upon request. Walk-ins are always welcome or call us at 932-2111 to make your appointment today.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give them a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today.
777-3774.
There's no need to look any further than Community First Credit Union for the right deal on your next auto loan. C-First is offering a fixed auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR for up to 72 months. Take advantage of our low rates and extended terms today and get yourself a new car with an auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Rate subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Thunder Country, KIIC, where it's 48 degrees at, about 4 minutes before the 10 o'clock hour. And we're going to go now live and take in a few minutes of that closing game with Sheraton and Fairfield. Again, Sheraton leads 34-28. Here's Mark Felderman.
Wow. Okay, so under 3 minutes, our score 34-28, Fairfield with the ball, and Jonathan Haney back to punt. Got to watch for a fake one because this Haney kid can do it all.
Yeah, I think if you're going to fake it, you better have to go for it. You know, I mean, if...
He kicks it straight up. Not straight up, but... And it takes a Fairfield bounce, It's going to go, the bounce nearly as long as the kick was, and the ball is going to go be marked at the 41. We want to welcome our listeners live on the radio now at 96.7 Thunder Country KIIC, and I'm Mark Feldman along with
Scott Eddy.
Our score is Sheraton 34, Fairfield 28. 2 minutes and 32 seconds left to play in this ball game, and it comes down to this: Sheraton needs to hold on to the ball.
Yeah, we don't want to have to punt into the wind here, and you know Fairfield just got a net of 40 yards in their last punt with the wind, so it's been a big deal here in the second half.
Score just in from Corden. The game is just over. HLV Victor wins it 38-30. Bankston picks up about three on the keeper. It's going to bring up second and seven. And that's almost maybe four, maybe about second and six.
And that keeps the clock going, though.
Yeah. Well, they call a timeout.
Oh.
They have three. Now they have two left. We'd like to thank some of our sponsors again here tonight. Bingham Construction, CNC Cycle in Sheraton on Highway 34, Hammer Medical Supply, Belzer Equipment, the Lucas County Health Center, Johnson Machine Works, a proud member of the Sheraton community and sponsor of the Sheraton football on Thunder Country, KIIC. So Fairfield under timeout here with 2:24 to go. Sheraton's leading 34-28. It'll be second and about six on Sheraton's own 44-yard line when play resumes.
This has been a honey of a ball game. Actually, I was texting my wife saying, turn on the radio because we don't have internet at home right now. So turn on the radio because we're actually on Thunder Country live, which is just great. Albia finishes a perfect season as they head into the playoffs. Christian Bankston, the quarterback, from the pistol, twins right, hand off to McCurdy, both arms around the ball, cuts it up the field, and they're trying to strip the ball out of his arms as he goes into a first down. They could have stopped him short of the first down, but they were busy trying to strip the ball, and I don't blame them. I'm not saying that's wrong on their part.
That's a tough play by Stephen McCurdy, and that's just a senior. You know, wanting to get the job done there. He should have been stopped a yard short, but he got about three more yards after contact. And,
okay, now let me ask you this, Coach.
Yeah.
In the huddle, you know, they took a timeout. Do they say, are they telling the boys to strip the ball?
Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously turnover's a big deal, but at the same time, you got to make the play because first down and the game's over. So, you know, you're telling the kids to you know, you got to stop the guy first, but the second and third guy there, you're going after the ball.
Twins right, wide left. Hand up to McCurdy again, up the middle, and he's going to be down after about a two-and-a-half-yard gain, and the clock keeps...
Fairfield take another timeout.
Every time I say the clock keeps going, the clock stops. And so is another timeout taken by Fairfield. Tonight's game being brought to you by Water Auto.
Again, you're listening to the live stream from KIIC.2. This is Sheraton and Fairfield. This game was tied just a few minutes ago at 28. Sheraton has scored 34-28 now as they've gone up, looking to win their last game. They do not have any playoff hopes here, but we are checking in here on their last game with Mark Felderman. And I do want to mention that Davis County has just now scored on CMB of Baxter, and they pulled to within four. So it's now CMB Baxter 31, Davis County 27. They pulled it within four. We'll keep you up to date. That is on stream number 5 at KIIC, so keep tuned to KIIC here. We'll keep you up to date on all the scores. We'll go back live here to Sheraton Fairfield as this one gets ready to close out.
Yeah.
Hy-Vee here in Sheraton is sponsoring tonight's game.
Yep.
Barbed Wire and Lace, Northridge Living Center, and did I just say the Sheraton Nursing and Rehabilitation Center? Second down and eight, ball on the 45. Man in motion is Derek Wang. There's the snap, handoff to McCurdy up the middle again. He keeps going, and they're trying to strip the ball again, and he's down. Brings up a third down. He picks up about two, maybe three on that one, too. There.
Believe what's happened to him. Justin Hutt picked him up in the middle of the field, delivered the ball. It's a Mustang touchdown. Unbelievable. 33-31, and the Mustangs are going to do it. Connor Young set for this extra point. 9 seconds left in the game. Unbelievable turn of events. We're going to fake it and go for two. Thornsbury has it, throws it into the end zone where it's intercepted. And we don't think that's going to make any difference whatsoever with 9 seconds left in the Mustangs with a 33-31 margin of a lead. The only lead they've had in this entire game. And Connor Young now will be set for the kickoff. Do you remember, Roman, how many seconds were left? Like 30-some seconds left when we did the onside kick and took it down the field?
Well, the interesting thing about that was Dylan Garrett.
Thanks, Tim.
Dylan Garrett, when he caught that football, he was expecting somebody to hit him before he got to the end zone. I think he was just shocked that there wasn't anybody between him and the end zone. And I said it was going to take a miracle to pull this off. And
9 seconds left as we line up for this all-important kickoff. 9 seconds left in the game, and folks that just tuned in from 96.7, you're getting in on a great one. And he kind of squib kicks it. It goes through a couple of hands. It's a loose ball, and it is picked up, and he's dropped at the 27-yard line, and we'll take that. That was a free ball for a moment. The Mustangs covered it well. CMB is going to have it with 4 seconds left in the game. The Mustangs with a 33-31 margin right now. And, Roman, we do need to pick that Pizza Hut player of the game, and how hard is that?
That's really tough because it's a duo between Justin Utt and Spencer Bassett. Those guys are well-deserving of that award. And wow, there's 4 seconds left. This game's not over yet.
That's right. 3 receivers to the near side, 2 to the far side. 4 seconds left in the game. CMB, Sampson takes it, drops back to his 20, scrambles around, throws it out in the flat, has a man open. And he picks up the first down and runs out of bounds. And that short pass, he just had no place to go. The Mustangs win 33-31. The Mustangs pull out this victory 33-31. They preserve a winning season that should be the third seed in Class 2A District 6 because Bondurant Farrar beats PCM. Should drop PCM behind us, keeps us ahead of CMB. As far as we know, the Mustangs should be playing Wednesday night against Mid Prairie.
That's 2 weeks in a row, Dave, of some of the craziest finishes you'll ever see in football, let alone at the high school level. And boy, you can't say enough about the resiliency the Mustangs, the coaching staff. And I'll tell you what, the game isn't over until the clock says zero.
I'll tell you what more can you say about Coach Joe Rasmussen, his staff, and these kids that do not know how to quit?
They don't.
All right, congratulations to the Davis County Mustangs and first-year head coach Joe Rasmussen. Again, as we jip into Channel 5 here, our stream number 5 here at the KIIC studios, the folks in the back producing that game right here at Broadcast Central high atop the Obvious Square let us know up here in the front that this was a close game and this one was coming down to the wire. And indeed, Davis County kicks an onside kick after their score, and they were within 4. They kick an onside kick. They recover, march it downfield, and Justin Utt connects to the end zone. And we'll try to maybe replay a highlight of that or two. But Davis County secures that third seed after a victory. Basically, what you would call an onside kick third seed, an onside kick third seeding. Now, that decision secured their seeding and could potentially affect, obviously, how far they go into the playoffs. So congratulations. Now, let us see if we can go back to our Sheraton feed real quick. I believe this game is just about over as well. Sheraton and Fairfield were tied, and this is what you get on your Southern Iowa Sports Leader producing 9 games here in the Broadcast Central downtown Albia, high top the Albia Square. Let's check in here and see if we can come up with what the latest is on Sheraton and Fairfield. I'm going to check this one, this feed one more time and see if we might have this one. And then we'll also give you a complete scoring update here coming up here in just a couple of minutes. That game may well be over. I'll check with the producers here in Studio 3. All right, let's get you a complete scoring update because we've had a lot of games go final here within the last couple of minutes. So let's get you all caught up on all the scores right here on Thunder Country KIIC. This is the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights Big Board brought to you by Napa and your Napa dealer here in Albia. Napa, Napa know-how. If you'd like to know how your team is doing, you can grab your Thunderbolt app, and that's on your smartphone. It's free. Over 1,000 people have downloaded the app, and you can just click on the scores tab and know how your team is doing. That's brought to you by Napa, Napa Know How. All right, Albia wins tonight 41-0 and 9-0 on the season. First time that they've gone 9-0. Jerry Staton is Albia's winningest coach, and they had some help tonight. They had a little bit of help from a great play by